How everybody doing tonight?
Radio.
I'd like to welcome everybody for calling in to the Butt Naked and DJ Grant show tonight. And we're going to talk about a little banquet and everything and see what we can get going about Hattiesburg, Mississippi with the banquet and later in Mississippi with the grud racing going on. So bear with me for a minute. DJ had to run out and get him some Jerry Curl juice or some gel or something. And while he doing that, I'm going to play a little intro to the Mississippi intro. Free Mardi Gras. Here we go.
Saturday, February 9th. 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Chemo, the bad boy.
Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
With that being said, goddammit, let's get to it. DJ gonna get some Jerry Curl juice and some beeswax, and we finna see what it do. All right, today's topic gonna be mainly about the banquet down in Hattiesburg and about Big Clock Race down in Lincoln. I see a couple of hands have been up for a while. Evidently, guy wanna have something to say before we get started. I guess I'll open a couple of mics right quick. 706-6670. Your mic is smoking. Who I'm talking with?
How in the hell do you not know your co-host's damn number?
Yeah, I thought we got a damn
beanie whack.
That goddamn
Jericho. Oh, there you go. I heard all that. I heard everything you said, you son of a gun. What's going on, buddy?
What you got on that board? My hands sweating, my feet hot. You know I don't fool around that board.
I've been on since 8. I've been on the whole time. I said, listen to this, man. Don't even know I'm on the line already.
Hey, I got the name programmed in the phone home. I don't memorize them.
I understand.
All right, my co-host is back. He got a half slick back like old Duke Ellington. He's good to go.
Yeah.
All right, this other guy is here. 313-5415. The mic is live. Who we talking with?
What's up, fellas? What's going on all the way naked? Jay Grant?
What's that?
Hanging on.
He always call you all the way naked.
That's all the way naked.
Well, you know, we probably got some new listeners, so let them know who you are, because, you know, we might have some new folks on tonight.
Oh, this Tyson out of Detroit.
Yeah.
What's up, Mr. Tyson?
Huh?
Doing all right tonight?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm doing good, man. How y'all fellas doing?
We less than 30 days from Lena, man. We less than 30 days from Lena.
The big bang.
Big bang.
Yeah.
That's it.
2013 is here and getting ready to kick it off.
Going down this year.
There's a few tracks already opening up. People are already shaking down. In Phoenix City Sunday, and one of your buddies, Button Naked, old Juvenile and the boys, they had their G-body at Phoenix City on 28 stock suspension. I gotta admit it, looked damn good.
Gonna be some action.
That mother looked damn good Sunday over there.
I told them a while back. I told him my homie E40 was coming. They didn't believe with Juvenile pulling that thing, but
They coming. They gonna be a real factor this year. I predict them to be a real factor in the 28 inside G body racing. You know, this year,
right?
They definitely gonna be relevant.
Yeah, like I said, they coming. I told them, I'm standing up.
That's all right there.
All right, DJ, let's see what the other folks got their hands up right quick. They've been holding for a little minute, and then we're going to go on to a couple of subjects over here.
Big shout out to Martin Luther King, today is his birthday, so with all our lists, you know.
Send a shout out to the King.
Send a shout out to Martin Luther King. You know, he made all this happen for us.
Believe it, homie. And it slipped my mind. It really slipped my mind. I'm slipping my doggone self. I forgot about that. With that being said, we're gonna do a moment of silence for old King.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, well, we're back. We're gonna go ahead on, and like I said, we'd like to give a shout out to old Martin Luther King and family for making all this possible for everybody, everywhere.
Oh yeah.
773, and appreciate that time for reminding me, man, because it really slipped my mind.
No problem.
773-8424. Mike is live. Who we speaking with?
Good evening there, Butt Naked and DJ Grant. This is a kid in Chicago, man. Just calling in to show my support.
We appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it a lot. You doing all right tonight?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Yep.
Good. All right, kid. Let me try somebody else right quick while you're holding on. 708-0212. Mic is live. Who we speaking with?
All right. How you doing, Butt Naked and DJ Grant? This is Baby Boy.
Baby Boy.
What's happening, Baby Boy?
What's happening, kid? What's happening, everybody? How y'all feeling this afternoon?
We doing all right, brother. We doing all right.
Yeah, I heard y'all was talking about it. Yeah, it's less than 30 days. The countdown has begun. and down on Big Clock Ass, we shall go.
Hey, I called Clock up tonight to get some information about the banquet. the address for people to put in the GPS. Clark, how you doing? All right, buddy. You doing all right, buddy? I'm doing all right, Clark. I said, I can't get that car to get the information for the GPS, the address. I'm doing all right. Hold on. He gave it to me. I believe Clark's a little worried about y'all boy down there. I really do.
Let's stand up.
What's happening?
Mr. Larry.
What's going on, Larry?
What's going on, baby boy, kid, all y'all, man? What's happening?
Oh, nothing much.
Make it, all right, Larry. To make it.
Yeah, same here, man.
The countdown has started, Larry.
Yeah, the countdown has started, boy.
We left 30 days out.
That doggone Camaro over there doing handstands. It ain't doing no push-ups. It's the left push-ups and start doing handstands, man.
Oh, man.
That's what we want to hear.
That's what we want to hear. We want to hear people ready to come out the bushes.
Yes, sir. Well, baby boy had just told it, man. Baby boy had just told it when he said that doggone, that Camaro boy, that Camaro boy, you can pop your fingers and that song's going to be ready.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't wait. I can't wait to get a chance to fellowship and get a chance to see this phenomenal exchange that's going to go down.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. I mean,
that's right.
Me and the nigga were talking a little earlier, man. You know, I'm glad when we can all get together and have some fun and go racing and leave all the politics. Political kicks of this grudge game to the side, man. Cause like I said, I'm a grudge racer first, and you know I love what you know Grudge Inc. is doing and trying to do and trying to promote. You know, we trying to stay positive. You know, it's hard to stay positive. A lot of times we have certain things or certain you know things against us, but you know it is what it is, man. I mean, all we can do is just try to stay positive and just keep moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's about right, BJ. Like I said, we had that conversation earlier before the show, but these guys nowadays, man, I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know about the promoters. I don't know about none of these cats. What's on their mind? What's on their agenda? But you know what? At the end of the day, we all are grudge fans and we are grudge racers. We need to let bygones be bygones.
And just move on, man.
And be the past.
And just move on.
That's it. That's all it's about. Just move on.
And sometimes. It takes a bigger man to say I'm sorry. And let's just do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck all this. I hate all we done with all this political bullshit about I mean we damn grudge racers. Let's fucking grudge race and get down on each other's ass and laugh about it afterwards.
Get down or lay down, one of the two.
That's it.
Get down or lay down, that's it. Speaking of get down or lay down, Larry, ain't that 2013, Larry?
2013 on the head.
All right, then. I down on DJ Adam from the goat. My buddy called me at work today. He said, "Buddy, Nick, you seen a 2013 hit list for DJ Grant?" I said, "No, I don't look on that damn board." He said, "You on it?" I said, "I'm on it." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Look on grudging.us. He got me on there. Number two, to get got in 2013.
I also said not in that actual order, but I mean, however it come, it just come. But you know, it's a hell of a list now. Ain't nobody. I told you you should feel privileged to even be on the list because I ain't put nobody on the list if I didn't feel like they was a you know a threat or relevant. So.
Well, goddamn, I'm like being on this. You gonna get me off that list and let them just be the head first.
That's one race y'all should wait to last. Y'all should tag team on everybody else, then come back home and settle.
Yeah, because we got a few people jabbing at both of us, so we got to defend Alabama first.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you talking about CC? We ain't worried about them. I just want to see y'all get it in, man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We gonna get it in. He could have told me we gonna sleep on that damn list. Got I don't like to be on no list.
Go ahead.
Let me get the one other guy that we got, or lady, that's been holding for a while also. Let me open up my data. Only one else with the hands up. 205-2712. Mike is live. Who we speaking with?
What's going on, Butt Naked DJ Grant? Grudge family, what's happening?
Sleeping.
What's going on, Sleepy?
Ain't nothing, man. I can't move nothing. I won't nothing get out the way.
Sleepy, what's happening, brother?
Ain't nothing, DJ. Just sitting back, listening to my brothers on the line, man. And like Larry said, looking forward to Lena, Mississippi.
That's
it, yeah. It's going to be a great event.
Yes, sir, it is. And I can't hardly wait.
Neither can I.
2013, man. We need to let, like Naked just said, we need to let bygones be bygones, move forward. You know, forget all this extra bullshit. Let's go racing, man.
I agree 100%, DJ. I agree 100%, man. I just wanted to come in, man, and let y'all both know that I'm listening in, man. And happy New Year to everybody. And I hope everybody have a good year and a good game. And like you said, everybody get along.
Like I said, hey, I don't know half these promoters, but they ain't never gave me no money. But they got just about all of them looked out for me. You know what I'm saying? Every last one of them gave me something.
I hear you.
They give me a little knowledge. Hell, one of them give me parts to go on my car, and hell, shit, let that shit go. Let it race.
That's right.
It wouldn't be nobody. Like I said,
if it ain't pertaining to racing, you know, let that shit go. If it ain't pertaining to grudge racing and getting down on somebody's ass or something like that, if it's not race related, man, I don't want to hear about it.
I feel the same way, DJ. I'm sure the rest of the grudge racing.
And I tell you something,
man. That's
thick skin that they got. They bring a lot of personal stuff in. Holly thick skin. They ain't thick skin. So now they got that personal stuff. I don't want to hear it.
Grudge is for racing and grudge racing, man. That's what we promote. We promote grudge racing. We promoting what we love to do. We get hit. I mean, everybody on here, we consider Grudge Inc. and Grudge Family, but we get jabs here and there. But
you did your phone when that's going.
I hear it. I don't think it's mine because it wasn't doing it earlier.
It might be
yours.
I mean, for instance, I could need some help from you.
It's somebody else's phone, but Nick, because you have to go in too.
I like that nigga because he's breaking up.
If you're not talking right now, then go ahead and mute your mic, and let's see if we can't find this. Go ahead, okay. Bud Nick.
I can call some of the guys up, man, that came back.
Just maybe I have to try to mute some, but nigga, you might have gone to mute a few mics.
Well, it's sleepy, DJ. I'm on mute. I just came out mute to let you know that I'm on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, this Tyson. I'm on mute, too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
With that being said, I can ask a few guys a few things about some racing, and we can go from there, man. They helped me out. I helped them out, you know. That's the way it should be from now on with anybody, anything, instead of all that animosity stuff. But with that being said, let me get from the guy that listened to the address to the banquet.
Buck
the guy Big Clark. Yep.
Buck is Naked and DJ Grant the Stunner.
Sound like delicious.
Delicious. wrong with that nickname, but nigga, I told you that you've been hanging around them damn sticks for too goddamn long now. I told you about this shit.
That's the nickname.
Oh, we ain't around them damn sticks. That's from you got all our mic echoing, goddamn.
Nah, that ain't me. That ain't me, buddy.
Oh, that's delicious. You know, that's King Scooby.
Delicious. How y'all gonna give my partner Scooby a name like goddamn it? Man, don't do that. Is that T-Bo?
Nah, this ain't T-Bo.
What the hell?
Well, I got what you're saying. I'm gonna give y'all the address for the listeners. If it wrong, y'all blame goddamn Big Clark. I called him, he texted it to me. To the banquet. It's going to be 6563 U.S. Highway 49, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. That's where the bank is going to be at 8 o'clock on Sunday.
Hey,
that background noise is terrible, but Nick. Because I just put my own mic on mute to make sure it wasn't mine.
But
if
Nick,
you're not talking, please mute your mic for 1 minute.
I'm proud of you, but Nick, you had to read that shit twice.
Say what?
Now, I'm proud of you that you didn't have to read that shit twice. Now, you know, Mississippi Joe told me to say that to you.
You know what? Tell Joe, I'm highly educated. I might not act like it, but I am. You know, I ain't going to go there. I ain't going to do that to him.
I'm going to do that.
I ain't going to do that to him. I just told DJ we were going to do that. Now, see, I muted the mic, so now I thought we ain't got that noise. They let you do something about a mic that wasn't muted. I'm holding y'all mic back up. Put your phone on mute. I'm holding all y'all back up. I muted everybody for me, DJ, and Clark. But I'm finna unmute them again, so put your phone on mute if you're not finna say anything. I'm opening y'all back up. All right, Clark, you got one more thing in the background.
Yeah, open them up one at a time. Yeah, that's my damn little daughter. She always pregnant.
All right, I got Larry and everybody back open.
Well, I'm glad. That sound a whole lot better.
Yeah, everybody mic back open now. Everybody mic back open. Every last one of them.
We appreciate it.
From Tyson down to Kid to Larry and sleeping everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, let me speak to Kid before you go to sleep. What's up, Kid?
What's going on, Big Clark?
You got it, bud. What's happening?
Oh, nothing much.
Okay, all right.
So, Dick Clark, we're gonna have a red carpet special down in Lena on the 9th, right?
Oh yeah.
Red carpet, you know, grudge racing event.
That's right, man. That's what it's gonna be. You know,
Hell of a show, man. It's gonna be a hell of a show.
Man, I can't wait to see Big Clark in a goddamn suit. I can't wait to see this shit.
hey, but nigga, I'm gonna be the biggest, cleanest MF you ever seen, homie.
I can't wait to see that.
Him and another one is gonna go down. One of them gonna go down on each other. I don't know who gonna go down or who has, but you know, them two big old jokers.
Oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna have Chemo some of that special drink that you like.
Come, what the hell are you scraping a plate in your chair? What the hell are you doing?
Who?
Hey man, I've been talking to Jay Bond too goddamn much. Every time we talk to him, he I'm trying to get my heat on.
Y'all hold on 1 second. I gotta go on mute for 1 second.
Okay, DJ, sound like one of them goddamn prison trade with a goddamn plastic spoon scraping in that motherfucker.
What you know about that, button nigga? You don't know shit about that.
Uh-oh.
No, I ain't never been to prison, but I've been to goddamn jail for child support one time. Yeah. Don't want to goddamn go back.
Hey, did they say Baby Boy was on this song?
Yeah,
he was.
He's still on. Yeah, he's still on here if he ain't dropped off. Nah, he done dropped off. Baby Boy got off. Sure did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
what's up, Larry? Larry's still on?
Yeah, he here. He on mute, probably. If Mike ain't mute, well, he got his phone on mute. Yeah, I had my phone on mute. I had a hell of a time getting back on. What's going on, Big Carl?
Man, thank you. What's happening?
Man, trying to wait for this little chill to die down some, man. It's been kind of cool up this way.
Oh, yeah, that's the Winter City, man.
Yeah, man, and that virus been going down on their ass. Yes, sir, that flu ain't playing no games, man.
Man, don't miss it. I had this shit. I just got over that shit.
Yeah, man. You go past the county hospital, man, it looked like soldiers going to the registry and let them know that they're back home or something, man. I'm telling you.
Damn.
Hey, Big Clark.
What's up, bud?
After you at the end of the day, after the race, with you and Big Drag, can I get the hit? Can I get the hit?
No, you can't get the hit.
Hit upside your damn head.
I didn't want to tell some old stupid shit. Like, can I get the hit?
Tell him, Big Claw, he can't get the hit.
He goes, no. Hey, you don't get nobody
drag,
the hit.
After Drag whoop you, you might leave Mississippi.
Man, drag chances to beat me is slim to nothing.
Oh, okay. And Slim left town, right?
Yeah. I heard about laying the odds on that race. Who that is laying the odds?
Hey, look here. I want all y'all from Chicago to realize something.
I'm listening.
Drag been a bad boy for a long time. But do y'all really think he's that bad to come out and give me the hit? Man, he should have started way down the line, you know? He should have been practicing with Leah.
Clark, he giving you the break?
No, the back tie.
Oh, I was going to say.
It going to look like the break.
He gave him the back tie and the clear, ain't it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, Stunner.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you one question. Have you ever seen that nightmare pull away from that stunner?
Yeah, I've seen it get out of there now. She get gone.
Do you think I'm anything to play with?
No, I don't think at all.
All right.
Well, it's going to be a damn good one, like I say.
Yeah.
Whoa,
what
Delicious
is tonight,
Clark?
Who that? Who y'all call Delicious? I gotta know who the hell y'all call Delicious.
You don't know who Delicious is? And you brought him in the game?
Nah, who is that, man?
King Stupid.
Oh, man.
Oh, he called it Scooby.
Gang.
That's right. He got a couple of different names. He had like four names one night. That's right. They gave King Stupid four names. King Stupid, Delicious, and one other one.
And Delicious.
And Queen Scooby. That's what it was.
Hey, now look. Hey, but Nate. Now, I can't let you talk about my partner like that. Now, my partner, you're on the phone.
You forgot the Delicious.
Don't go to mute this goddamn mic and shit now.
Uh-oh. You heard that, butt nigga?
I'm trying to be political with you. I'm trying to say I don't want to answer that question. That statement, rather. That statement. I'm trying to say I want to respond to that statement that he made. All right, let's see if we got the other caller. 219-9014. Mike is live.
What's happening?
What's happening, Leo?
What's
going on?
The official countdown, baby. The official countdown.
Hey, man, I'm doing push-ups, man.
Hey, push-ups.
Yo.
I just called your name a minute ago.
Why y'all called my name, man? I hope it was good.
It was.
Oh, okay.
It was.
No, it's all good then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing push-ups, man.
I'm counting down, man. That's what I'm doing, counting down. We got Elvin Ray coming up. I just can't wait to goddamn see. Get the law with
it. You got that right.
Hey, it can be a lot to say when countdown come.
Big Clark, don't adopt that shit.
Big Clark,
see what you're doing on that boat. Don't. I ain't tell your own delicious mic up yet.
Who you talking to, bud nigga?
Did you get your own delicious mic up?
You calling Mississippi Joe delicious?
I thought that was delicious, though. Oh, that's Joe. Okay, I'm sorry, Joe. I thought you were delicious.
Hey,
Mississippi
Joe. Mississippi Joe, get on the
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Joe?
I can't be mad at Bud Nigga, but since I got all you very well respected gentlemen on the phone tonight, I got a question for everybody. First, I want to speak to the gracious hostess, the gracious host, Stunner, and Mr. Bud Nigga. How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, Joe?
What's up, you tell?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I got a question for everybody on the line.
Champ.
And you know, man, when you learn things in life, you try to do better.
Joe, hold on. Joe, hold on 1 second. Butt nigga, that Noah's is back.
Yeah, if you're not talking, you guys gotta put your mic on mute because it causes Joe's phone to echo. Put your phone on mute yourself for a few minutes.
That's Joe's phone.
Because I'm on speakerphone. So that's what happens when you have too many mics. So I noticed that on my show. That's why I have to close them. But,
all right, Joe.
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to say this.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Pump your goddamn brakes. Your ass always like to slide one in on it. Don't the Dick Clark. He love to slide one on in on it.
Oh yeah. I count that shit, man.
What do you mean?
You ain't doing nothing but being you, Joe. That's all you do. You just being Joe.
Second of all, Now, Larry, answer that. Let me go down the board. Let me see who Nick gonna answer that question. Then I'm on some mic. Ken, you answer that question for Joe.
I'm gonna say Biz.
All right, Larry, you can answer that question.
Yeah, I can answer. I would have to say Biz. And the reason I would say Biz is because of 007. He will race and he's a well respected gentleman, but I don't think that he gets the challenge a lot of challenges because there's not that many people challenging in trucks.
There you go. Now that, I'm glad you said, because that's a very important thing that you just brought up.
Let me tell y'all my reason for asking this.
Now, y'all check to me that 007 said something to Willie Dawg on his show. Now, all he had to do was come back, say something to me on my show the same night when I said this. I would have to go with Big Hit because Big Hit seemed like, you know, he had more high profile races. Races in 007, you got to look at Big Hit race Jimbo. That was a big high profile race. You know, all 007 is racing is mostly the same truck, fast by gas.
DJ Grant.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, this is Tony Vines.
Hey, Tony, what's happening, Tony?
Everybody that says high-profile races, who has Biz beat or ran? I'm trying to, I've been looking on YouTube. Hey,
hold on. I was talking before you now, boss. You just can't come here and put it in me now.
As soon as his questions were answered, asked tonight, I heard him went to YouTube and see who Biz ran, you know, last year. Can anybody tell me who has he ran big profile?
Yeah, I can tell you Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Who is Jimbo?
Jimbo from Detroit.
He beat
the small block.
Who is Jimbo? I don't know no Jimbo. Anybody heard Jimbo?
Jimbo is definitely relevant. When they run Peter Smallbuck, they run to like, what, about 20? It was like a $40-some thousand pot, I think it was.
Yeah, it was $40,000.
Biz ran Jimbo for when that happened, you say?
Huh?
So y'all trying to tell me
on the 30th, the 3rd of November.
So basically, what belt do Biz have?
The Grudge belt.
He got the King of the North. Biz got the King of the North Grudge belt.
So y'all trying to tell me Big Low ain't nobody?
No, who said that?
No, ain't nobody. Who is Big Low?
Everybody else, man. Y'all trying to tell me Big Low Camp ain't nobody.
Big Low Camp is probably one of the most respected camps in the game.
It wasn't about
exactly.
Big Low.
Exactly.
It wasn't about Big Low.
Double Seven ran Big Low two times.
Hold on, y'all both. Ain't nobody trying to take nothing away from neither one. I mean, the only thing that we would say, I honestly believe, probably if 007 had a different, I think he's just limited because of the truck that he has, but I know he's always trying to go. I mean, ain't nobody questioning that at all.
But DJ, you got to understand, you know, we can call out folks, but we can't make them race.
Hold on, everybody, let's talk one at a time.
I'm just saying, I don't know what Biz done did up north, and a lot of people down here don't know, but I know what the truck done did down here in the south. And still doing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll tell you like this. I'll be honest with you. As far as Biz and 007, both of them pretty much have kind of the same character, because Biz bar none and 007 bar none. But Biz has beat a whole lot of heavy hitters, man, and he is always.
Who has Biz beat down here?
But the drag racing is not about just down there, Tony. The drag racing goes on all over the world.
It may be a high profile race in the north. Well, down here, don't know about them.
It's a whole lot of races that y'all don't know about up here either. It's the same thing. It's all over the world.
You cannot ask the people in the South to say
Wheels and had high profile races up there in the north, and we don't know nothing about them. So they're not high profile.
I don't know, but I think it works one way street.
It works both ways. Just like we can't say that, you can't say that, neither.
Exactly.
You know, it works both ways. So he just asked a question. That's all. He just asked for our opinion, and we gave him our opinion on what we taught. It don't necessarily make it be so, Tony. And like I said, when I made my statement that he's a very highly respected drag racer, and so far and so on. But to my knowledge, okay, I asked him the best that I could. That's right. But to my knowledge, I have known a bunch of people to turn down when Beers wanted to run them. I have known Beers to knock off a lot of heavy hitters, you know, and I've known 007 to run. But the heavy hitters that I've heard him run,
when
it's just two people
when
in particular.
When the South invaded the North, Beers was the first one to race. He kicked it off. He got his ass whipped with his G-body, but he was the first one to kick it off. He got his ass whipped twice. But he was one of the first ones to engage. But he raced Witt, and he raced buddy from Alabama, Ducking the Law.
Yeah, he raced the Green Mountain.
You know.
Right.
But what I'm saying, all we are saying, we're all just going on I'm down south, and I know about what's going on up north. I kind of know. I got an idea of what's going on both ways. I like both guys hands down, and I think both guys have similar characters. But I'm just looking at the races that I've known. I always hear.
What's going on up north?
Huh?
How you know what's going on up north?
No, I'm saying I know what I see. I mean, I talk to Beers all the time, and I look at y'all put everything in any race go on. It's on YouTube.
Oh,
and we always talk about all of them on the radio show, so why wouldn't we know?
And plus, you talk to us down there every other day.
That's what I'm saying. We talk.
We say
everybody
from
up north. Everybody from up north is on the radio show every single night. I mean, we all one family. I mean, we not trying to say what the South do is no better than what the North do.
Well, I thought the South had put in the big wheels when we came there last year. But this year, July 28th, we're going to really finish what we started last year. I'm tired of everybody talking about Beers, this and Beers, that. When we come up there this time, he thought he lost two races last year. I thought that was enough to keep him up under the cover, but he's picking his head out again. So when we come up there this time, I'm going to show y'all what we're going to do.
Hold on, Biz. We need some order. We got King Biz on the line. King Biz, we need to go ahead.
Cocksucker, don't open my mic. Damn it, who? I lost one damn race this shit. I was
lit. You lost two up there, man.
Now you want to know who I beat? I beat a big block, a big chief with Willie Boss, Yellow Thing. I got him.
What's his name?
Yellow Thing from Detroit.
Yellow Thing? We ain't never heard of him.
Hold on, Tony.
So what's the beat?
Listen, you said who did I beat? Let me go ahead and name who did I beat. I beat Kimo, Sub-Zero, Turbo Car. I gapped him. Bud Naked. I beat him. I gapped him. Jimbo, who beat Petey Smallblock for 20,000. I gapped him. None of them part time wanted to mess with me with a 28-inch tie. Y'all wanted to put Nightmare on me or the Gangsta Boo on me. But Bam Bam was sitting there, and I told Bam Bam to get down. So I don't run for nobody with a 28. Tried to run the white boys up in Michigan. I beat Donye twice. You know who Donye is? I beat him twice. I beat Big Block with F3s in hot races. Yeah, got them. Not beat him, but got them. So, you want to know who I beat? Everybody that lined up against me except Wick with my Mustang. Did not take
John
one
Yeh.
L.
I know John Yeh. I know him. You beat him. I know him. But all the other folks, I don't even know.
Okay, now tell me what 007, you know what, tell you what, 007 got 1-1. We can settle this right now. He got 1-1. He
look
got 1-1.
Look here. We don't ask for nothing in our camp. We ain't got to get up. Lock in with Moneymaker. Hello? Lock in with Moneymaker. I was in the same camp. We got more than one cop.
What the hell happened to be?
Hey, another thing, too, Tony. Tony, why you talk about what y'all did when y'all came up here, but you ain't saying nothing about what they did when they came down there?
I ain't see all y'all come down here.
Well, we ain't got nothing to do with that. You was on another place.
Y'all died prime time.
Let me explain something to you about that part, Tony. Listen to this. When the train get ready to leave the station, if you ain't there, your ass get left. Now, when they came down there, you didn't say nothing about it. You ain't said nothing about what they did when they came down there.
If y'all be somebody to make all them folks didn't have your money, y'all money, we got y'all money. All them folks didn't make it.
You
want to
know something? The only thing that money got wrote on it, Tony, is what size of dollar bill it is. Ain't nobody's name on nobody. Money is money.
Don't worry. We're coming up there.
Okay, well, come on. You're going
to see what y'all going to do.
You're going to get the same
thing.
You're going to get the same love that y'all got last time. The only difference in the pitch is we're going to be on equal terms now.
Hey, equal terms, man.
It's equal terms.
We brought several cars up there, and y'all thought y'all was being slick and smart. Y'all going to pick this. Y'all thought was the slowest one, little 7-up with stock suspension and shock springs and everything. And I had to beat everything with a little, our slowest car we took up there now. Now, y'all didn't run our fast cars. Y'all didn't run Gangsta Boo. Y'all didn't run Rambo. Y'all didn't run our fast cars. Y'all thought y'all would pick on the little smallest car up there. If y'all can't beat our slowest car, what the hell y'all think y'all can do with our fast car? Not Moneymaker and Rambo and Gangsta Boo. How can y'all run them cars? Y'all can't beat the slower
cars. Hold on. I'm back, damn it. Y'all keep knocking my phone off. Lock Moneymaker in, man.
DJ Grant. I'm here.
Don't address DJ. Tony, address Beers. This is Beers. Lock money, make
DJ,
it in,
if
man.
If I'm good, DJ, I want you to be DJ man. If I'm good for $500.
Yeah, you just filed it.
All right. I got my $500 up. Lock in 500 on 15 or better. I don't care that turbo car and stuff, that turbo Mustang you got. I don't care. I run.
I'm
running
you
with
a
head up.
Listen, Tony. Let me open my gamble up. You close my gamble. I don't close nobody's gamble. Let me open my gamble up. I'm going to run you with a Camaro on the motor. You can bring Moneymaker. I'm going to run you on the motor with a Camaro. Lock in 500 on 1500 or better.
You going to run motor?
I'm going to run motor. Oh, nuts.
That's locked in. That is locked in. Moneymaker against his all motor car, 515 or better, DJ. Can you document that?
It's locked, DJ.
It's locked.
Yeah.
It's all motor car against your money.
All motor Camaro, he said.
All motor Camaro.
And I'm gonna show y'all what we're gonna finish last year. What we started last year about all the sick weird shit.
We got a trap set up for you, Tony.
That only go for weird. That go for all the North. North guys ain't got nothing fast. You know, we don't run a quarter mile. We run eighth, and they ain't really got nothing. We showed that last year. Everybody knew that's locked.
All motor Camaro against your Moneymaker car.
Yes.
We got a trap set for you.
If his Camaro got nitrous on it, then you win.
You automatic one.
But that's all.
Hey, there's nothing else to talk about, man. I'm coming. We locked, Tony, right?
Yeah, we locked. $500. Yeah, we locked.
We locked. Yeah. Hey, okay. I want my 500 in all hundreds. No, skip it. I want it all fives.
Yeah, I want
my 500 in all fives.
DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, DJ, you remember last year, everybody knew we was coming up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew months, about 3 or 4 months before we came up there, everybody knew we was coming. Now, what did they have to offer us when we came up there?
Hey, Tony, y'all took care of, listen, we not, hey, Tony, hold on, let me address Tony, Mr. Bynes. When y'all came up here, y'all raped the North. Y'all took care of y'all business. That's not no problem. We give y'all credit for what y'all did last year. What y'all did last summer was a hell of a thing y'all did last summer. But next month, hey, Tony, hey, man, just remember this, man. You're an old country boy, but we up here past Memphis, we some city slickers.
Yeah, I tell you what, if y'all think, y'all, we played with y'all last time, because we ran y'all with our slowest little car, love, slowest small block. We ran y'all last time. Yeah, we coming for
you. Let me say this, and I'm going to go back to work. Let me say this. Y'all ran y'all with y'all slowest car, now you about to run our fastest car. Yeah, get out.
And then we locked. We locked on that, bro.
Yeah, we locked. Hey, y'all call Drag and tell him. Hey, y'all call Drag and tell him we locked him in. Too bad Mr. Willie Dog couldn't save you on this one with a good cock block itself.
I don't care about nothing. I'm bringing Money Maker. As long as you run that mold, I'm running you head the fuck up. And y'all think y'all got some sweet. I'm going to show you sweet. y'all got me in the trick. Y'all in the trick.
Big Drag car. You think Tony Bynes was scared of Big Drag all motor car? You think he really scared of it?
Hey, dog. Being scared ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, it's going to be what it is, man. Win, lose, or draw, it's going to be what it is, Carl.
Yeah,
one thing for sure, we're not going to leave these cars at home. We're bringing them cars down there, Carl. We got to do it.
We appreciate that. We want, that's what we want. And then if y'all come down here and kick his ass, I'll be the first one to give you some credit.
You know. Well,
y'all
by him telling us about this and that, that ain't going to stop no show. The show is on, baby.
You disrespect me talking about running me against Nitus and y'all running Moly. Disrespect me, Redeem, when you said that.
You ain't got disrespected yet. You wait till they come out.
Hey, so y'all disrespecting me when y'all see y'all going to run Moly.
And let me have
5 months to prepare. Y'all don't know who y'all talking to. This is amazing me how y'all don't know who you're talking to. You can give me 5 months to prepare, and I can run motor all my Nitus guns, and y'all gonna run.
You disrespect. We must not know who we're talking to.
When y'all want that race in for?
When is race?
I want this race is locked in up there. I'm gonna beat them in the north, July 28th.
Hold on, man. Hold on, man.
When we come back up there to 28, what we was going to do? I ain't said
No, Tony, I locked in for next month.
Money may go be done turning into a Pomar car by the July 28th. I ain't about running y'all.
Yes, I'm running you with a Pomar car. So what you? I'm running you with a Pomar. So you might as well go ahead and make it a Pomar right now.
I'm going to make it a Pomar July 28th. It's going to be
No. I'm talking about from February 9th to the 12th,
man. I'm talking about. I said when we come back up to North again.
Hold on, Tony.
If anybody come tell me was Hasbro even brought up while I got on the phone, I'm going to give
it
a
shot.
I said when we came last time, we're coming here this time, we're going to do the same thing. You say lock in.
Right, but that's not.
No, that ain't.
Tony, listen. I'm going to tell you what I said because I speak very clearly. I said I do not close your gamble. I'm going to open my gamble. When I opened my gamble, you said we was locked. So when I said that, we never put a particular
time on it. Let's start back over.
I'm not locking over for next July, man.
I'm not going to lie.
We might cut that out. I'm locking in for next month, man.
I got so many folks from up there. I ain't going to tell you who they is. I got so many folks from up there around Chicago, Detroit, then email me and text me and say, Tony, when y'all coming back up here so I can make me some money? I'm not been with them clowns no more.
I understand that. That's good.
So I'm coming. Y'all to come. I got fans. Y'all don't know how many fans I made when I left from up there in Indiana last year.
I'm cool with all that. Do you want to lock that slow junk in?
I'm locked in for Indiana.
Okay.
Morocco.
I talked to you in May about that. Drag change cars like Cowboy change women. So
Dragster, I don't care what he got. As long as he running motor, as long as he got no
Dragster. I don't know what. He may have a supercharger on everybody. We're not locked, man. I want to lock in for Mississippi, man.
Look at me.
I already got about eight races locked in. That's cool. He might not be running motor by that time. We talking about right now.
I thought somebody just spit at me to my running.
We talking about something. Don't nobody even know they're going to be live, man. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ain't got to pay if you don't be alive. You ain't got to pay nothing.
Shit, you don't nobody know.
Let's call it up.
Don't nobody know.
But nigga, open up G-Shop, Mike, 270 area code.
Yeah.
All right, G-Shop.
But nigga, you owe me for lining up the show. But boss, fine, I still say that's just my opinion about 007. Just like you got your opinion, boss, I got mine.
Well, see, I ain't never, like I say, I ain't doubting Wiz done won a lot of races up north. I ain't never said he didn't do that. I'm just saying we down here haven't heard about him. That's why I'm saying just like the people up north.
But at the same time, I don't know. Did 007 run in the north?
And that don't mean nothing. We ain't never hear your name until last year.
There's
a lot of things you done. We didn't even
until
last year. Okay,
Wiz. Biz, you on the phone? Still on the phone?
Biz going back to work.
I'm on the phone.
Biz, it's our three lug from the north.
It's from Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. How about little Tony?
It's from Detroit.
All right, me and you got 250 apiece on them races. When they come down here, we gonna run them next month in Harrisburg and Lena. You got 250 apiece on both of them races against Little Red Riding Hood against both of them cars. We lock.
Hey, Tony.
Yes, we lock. Yes or no? Just yes or no?
Hello.
Tony, I'm afraid to say with, man. I'm not the one.
I got my own car.
I want 7-0 with my car.
I just thought. Everybody come out, you love the North. I can't tell.
I love my car.
I
got a small block.
I know. I ain't
you,
say your car.
Seven up. Got a small block. I got a small block. Seven up got a 28 inside. I got a 28 inside. Lock that in. So
I might do that. But I'm talking about my car that we already got locked in. Bet on
him. I'm not.
So,
lock 7 up there with Lil Junior, man.
That's what I thought.
I got my own
all
car.
All the South guys. All the South guys are better with each other. And we went up there. We went to Morocco last
Tony,
year.
Address my car.
All the South put the money in the pot.
Mr. Bynes, address my car. My car. I have my own car. I don't have to bet on nobody else's car. Address my car. Where do you got to sit like me? On a 28 inch
car. I ain't got no trouble car.
I don't have a turbo. No, I got ESI.
That car will send fuel in the intake
just like my injector send fuel in the intake. As long as that fuel goes through the intake.
You got
wheelie
bars on your car?
Hell no, I don't know. For what?
You need them?
I mean, what are you bars for?
Next time I see you, I'm going to take my wheelie bars off Money Maker, and you got the back tire.
I'm going to lock that in. The only thing else I want you to do, I want you to take two lugs off the front tire and three lugs off the back tire and lock that in and take the wheelie bars off. Let's do that.
I'll leave three cars on the back and two on the front. Now lock that in.
No. Take four of them off the back and six off the front.
Right.
If you want to say something stupid, I'm going to say something stupid.
I bet $250 on $300
no.
or $250 on Little Red Ride against Lil Tony and Little Red Ride against Sweet Love.
Tell you what. You put 7-up motor and Lil Red Ride here and see and leave that motor in there too, put both of the motors and I want both of them cars with my car.
That's what I thought. I ain't got a 28. The truck got 28. We're gonna run both of them. I tell you what, if we get by Lil Tony and we might run you head up.
Bet you don't. I bet you 250 you don't.
I said Mike.
I bet you 250 that you bet. I bet you 250 you don't. I bet you 250.
Everybody on the phone tonight, from Mississippi to Florida to Maine to Nebraska, y'all see the two fastest cars up there on small tires up there, Lil Tony and Z Lug. They scared to bet any dime against a big old S10 truck.
Them ain't the two fastest cars up there, man.
I'm talking about
small tire
girls car.
I got a small tire girls car, Tony. I got a 28, a 228, no W.
We're talking about two yellow cars down there. Y'all, we
Tony.
The only thing y'all
you know what, Tony? You know what, Tony? Tony, you know what, Tony? I'm going
to
give you a gamble.
Tony,
Tony, Mr. Bynes, I'm going to give you a bet. I'm going to bet you a soft 250. That boy that you running, Brian Davis, I bet you 250 that he beat you. How you like that?
What car that is?
You locked in with him.
Okay, I do that. Well, you got to bet 250 on all other races too. Bet 250.
No.
Tony, I push your buttons.
We speak our own mind up here.
Look here, if Dawg was racing one of y'all, I bet with him. If I was racing one of y'all, he bet with me. But how in the hell you ain't gonna bet against with Three Lug and Lil Tony against a truck?
I got my own car, Tony.
You know what, Tony?
Seven Up got the back tire.
We ain't talking about that. We talking about the car that
already
got locked.
You said nobody ever get popped. You said prime time never. Somebody can never offer prime time the back tire. Seven Up got the back tire.
Yeah, Seven Up. Yeah, we already got two of them back from Seven Up. We got more cars. Huh? If I didn't have another car faster than Seven Up, I'd do that. But we got more cars.
Who you locked in with? I'm gonna put a lock up money for you. I want to be first. Who you got locked in with Seven Up?
I got Seven Up locked in with some guy from California, and I got Seven Up locked in with Lena.
That's in Hattiesburg. So
okay,
I'm talking about Lena. If you got locked in racing Lena, I'm gonna pull it off.
Well, I don't know. I got about eight races locked in, but I got
no. You have none locked in Lena. You have none locked in Lena. I'm gonna lock it in Lena. You got the back tire, sir.
No, I'm okay. I got
it. Hey, DJ, that's how you make them bow down, man. That's how you make them beat.
Oh, I can
make
say
them
that. I can say I'm going to run you with Money Maker. That's backing you guys. So they ain't saying that.
I can't run a chassis car against a fast 50 car. I can't do it.
I'm anybody look at my car, and I want to get a chassis man to come tell you.
Okay, let's check this out. I can't run a backyard car against a stock suspension car. I can't run a car with a 31s or 33s against a 28-inch tire. I can't do that. No, I cannot do that.
Put a 28 on it.
Just put 28 on
it.
Can't give me a 28.
And I sold it the next day.
I got 20. I'm the baddest man on 28s up here, sir.
Well, you might be on 28. I ain't trying to lock down his class. I'm locking down the important classes, though.
Okay, well, we can't get no gamble. Now, I'm about to go back to work, so I want to make it understood that it is recorded. We are not locked in with the Moneymaker and the Camaro. If you want to lock in, call me. I will lock it in for Lena, Mississippi, or Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Give me Lil Tony and them, so I'm gonna call both of them tomorrow.
We're gonna call you in the morning.
That's right. No comments in your boys. Yeah. I'm gonna take a pit on them? I ain't taking no pit on them.
Who is you? You ain't no daddy.
Hey, Tony,
you ain't nothing.
You talking about
some pity.
He ain't nothing.
The baddest man in drag racing with. was Big Drag. He the boss of all bosses, boy.
Big Drag, man. He had me a crack under pressure.
What the hell
man.
You talking
we
about?
Bet
I bet you don't show up in Reno. I bet you don't show up.
I'm
going to
be the first one. You talking about show up? I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to be behind the game.
Well, you're going to be there, but you ain't going to lock in.
Lock
Benz
in.
Gave you every opportunity. You got every opportunity to lock in.
Everybody locking in with
all
Benz.
All you
got to
do is get out.
I got to run Benz quick. We can't have the truck can't run every car, but the truck can run them fast-ass Camaros. The Tony got in that fast-ass Firebird, got. We run them.
That the subject we was on. We wasn't on that subject.
I mean, nailed down on that, neither.
Yeah. We don't have to change the subject if we want to change it. We ain't changed no subject. We're on the same thing.
Well, y'all said the same pre-talk last year, what y'all was going to do to us when we come up there. And we saw what happened.
Okay, that was last year. All
right. Ain't nothing changed. We done got faster. Y'all think we done got slower? We get faster, man. We don't get slower.
I had a 2011 last year. I got a 2012 now.
You changed up, got faster too. Well,
get busy.
Yeah, we were 5-0 against y'all before y'all knew what hit y'all.
Yeah, two different. Hey, Tony, you been around drag racing long enough for the know that you had two different applications. Our thing was when you came up here to make sure that y'all had a good time for the brotherhood part of it. Now, if you looked at it from another different angle, that was shoot them boys with them quarter mile cars. Did not have to race no 8-mile cars if they didn't want.
I didn't race.
But because of the
several
parts,
I did not run three loads, 8-mile.
I got a Mustang. It got some nitrous on it. I was 7-up. It got a 28 inch tire, no Willy Boss. It got some nitrous on it.
7-up already got races locked in already down here in Mississippi, man. When I come up there, you just have that same old Mustang when I come up there to 28. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do.
It got some nitrous on it.
That's all you gotta do. I'm not playing. Y'all think I'm playing?
Hey Biz.
What was the record?
What was the record when y'all left away from Don and Lena when the North went in and they didn't stop? What was the record?
Listen.
I don't want to debate that, Larry, because they were over at another track, so they got a. It ain't an excuse, but they got an alibi, so to speak, because they wasn't there. You know how they think. If it ain't the East Coast, it ain't relevant. So. You know, it's all good. You know, they were supporting a different track, and we were supporting a different track.
Yeah,
we didn't bet here.
It was more of a fellowship thing than it was a thing. Didn't nobody try to prepare no car for no 8-mile and all that old different kind of stuff so far and so on.
The thing is,
you know, they gave somebody a little shine, and it was overshadowing the red truck. So they got their panties a little tight in their booty. And they got a little upset, so they got a kick in and a claw to make themselves relevant. But you know, you can't take away what 007 did today. I mean, this last year with the truck, and you sure can't take away what I did with my car. You know, so you know, I mean, how many times you know one car on a 28 win 3 or 4 hat races, win 5 or 6 grudge races? You know, I lost against Witt. If I go with their mentality, I should not have ran Wick. Wick got a big block. I got a small block. Wick is a lot of bar car. I'm a stock suspension car. He got a 29W. I got a 28. I told Wick to get down. I said get down. See, but if I go with what they do, that race would have never
That's
got
true.
Off. Tony wouldn't have did that
That's
race.
True.
No.
That's true.
Tony wouldn't have did that damn race.
No.
Well,
Ben, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why in the hell y'all let us come up there and we didn't even practice on y'all track? Had never been to that track before, and we didn't even test. I didn't even test 7-up. We come kicking ass
on the screen track. You know what that sound like?
Y'all was 0-5 before y'all knew what hit y'all.
You're right. You know what that sound like? Tony, that's like getting a basketball team going down there and playing on your basketball court and we beat y'all. Or going on the football court, your football field and beat y'all. A track is a track.
No, it ain't.
You
no,
race.
Ain't.
You don't
no,
race.
Ain't.
You don't
it's
race.
Like
you don't race that enough tracks. Hold on. You don't race that enough tracks to know how to tune your car. You don't need
exactly.
a laptop.
Exactly.
Right. So
but
you get what you need to do.
If you come to Jackson. My home
never
track, and I know the track, I know the lights, I know every bump and bruise
never.
In the track, I would kill
exactly.
y'all.
Exactly.
We came to
exactly.
y'all home track, strange track, I didn't even test. You know, they told me, Tony, ain't you going to test? I said, well, I'm going to test for I'm running three lugs.
When you got a slow car like this, you don't need to test.
Boom.
Yeah.
And they told me, I had never run Sam up in the quarter. I throw three lugs. You got a big block. You got a wither ball. Let's go to quarter mile.
You took care of your business. Tony, I keep telling you, you did what you did. You was the man that weekend, that day. You did what you did. That was a hell of a day. That weekend man made you gross racer of the year.
Did
it, Tony.
Did it, Tony. The gas boot was leaking water, and Travis said, hey, we don't want every other race. They live. We're still gambling with them. We ran y'all.
Yeah.
We were half stepping. That's all way y'all won
yeah.
that race. And the bill for that
gas
well leaking, y'all would have been 6-0-6.
Yeah, but Tony, that car that you ran, hold on, Tony. I you know, Joe, my man, but I got to be 100 with you. That car that you ran, I got you.
Oh, I know.
That car
that
you ran,
I
got
you. I believe that.
So
believe
that car was a big block. That car was a big block, cash intake, one carburetor with one system. What the freak? What the hell? So you should be brought that up. Because that right there destroys the weekend.
I was just saying, y'all, the only victory y'all had, and y'all knew we were leaking water, but we still were going to gamble for the crowd anyway. And I mean, for Travis,
that,
I wasn't
around. And that was notable. That was notable. That was notable. That's gambling. You gamble. You race. You're a cross racer. That's what you do. But you lock 7 up in, I'm going to baptize you, sir, with my small
right.
block and my 28.
They don't want that problem right now.
I know he don't. I know he don't. I know he don't.
But set him up and run a little Tony and three love again any day of the week.
And I will too. I will too. Man, you're totally locked in. So you say nothing, man, look, little Tony locked in. And Lena.
Yep. Little Tony got little red riding hood and Sam up locked in down here in Mississippi. So, you know, we're going to see. When we send little Tony back this time, probably going to send him back with the car. He ain't going to work. He ain't going to want to come break down here no more.
Well, that's between Detroit and Augusta, Georgia. That has nothing to do with
that's
Chicago.
North. Detroit.
That has nothing to do with.
Right
hey, man, tell me, you don't learn about me. I'm territorial. I gang bang. It's Chicago, Chicago alone.
Okay, weird.
I'm going to start calling you homie. My name is Beers. My name is Beers with a B. Because I'm going to start calling you Coney Island.
There's probably about 30 or 40 people on this show, radio show tonight. Maybe 50, 60, I don't know how many. I would ask everybody on this show. who's like three lugs against Lil Red Riding Hood?
I like Lil Junior versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
But, nigga, we only got
50
like three lugs. Hold on, wait a minute. But, nigga, are you there?
Hey, yeah, Tony.
But, nigga, we ain't got 50 callers.
Where the hell did the call come from? We got 103 calls.
Damn.
Who
hey,
like
they thought you was on dog show. They thought you was on dog show.
Anybody on the show tonight, who like three lug over Lil Red Riding Hood?
Hey, Tony, you hear my mic?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, this is Leon. This is why I don't three lugs, Cap. Just hold on. When you get to the track, just ask for Leon. You got to ask everybody else. We're going to bet with our own car.
That's right, because y'all ain't got no supporters, man. I hate that. Y'all ain't got
I know.
No
we don't need no supporters. Me and three love travel long anyway. You know how that go. We ain't worried about that.
We got more than that car. The line is full. We can't even count. Ain't nobody can get in right now.
When we get ready, just ask for Leon. You know, even though nobody else don't believe in you, you believe in yourself. So that says good. That says something good.
Hey, people are trying to get in, so I don't know if y'all see his line up. He said, let him in.
What is it on here, Leon?
Just put his gloves on there. 773
584-2531.
2531. Let me see if I can find it.
I like this show. This show sounds real good tonight.
2531. No, he ain't on him.
That sucker say he's trying to get on.
Buck Nick. Go ahead.
Well, we got a couple other calls that been had to hang up for a while. Everybody imported. Let's see what the other guys got to say about y'all locking in with y'all bad ass.
There you go.
313-5415. You might get live. You've been holding for a good little while. Sorry about that.
Hey, is that us, kid?
Nah. Hey, Buck Naked.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Hey, Buck Naked, this is 007.
What's happening?
That's where you introduced the goddamn champ, man. What the fuck going on in this radio station?
Hey,
What's happening, number one, what's going on, champ?
Hey, champ, last time I didn't recognize King Scooter, and he wouldn't recognize me as a champ. We had some controversy about that shit. Well, I'm going to recognize you. What's going on, champ 007?
Hey, I don't know. I got a who that wanted to give us 1-1, Tony? Give us 1-1 with the little truck. Who was that a while ago? We couldn't get on.
That was Biz. Yeah.
That Biz, we got a back half cut out here in Mississippi right. Run on horsepower. Run him head up. Who am I locking me in with? All horsepower, no nitrous.
Man, that get in the back tire. Fuck that.
Huh?
Let get in the back tire.
God damn. Well, y'all had a number one stunner. Do you want the back tire with this little Camaro out here?
I don't like the way you're handling you, man.
I think they got a car like that, like what y'all got that run on motor too.
Biz them do?
Nah, yeah. Biz ain't got no car, man. They talking about big drag.
They talking about drag, cause that's car you
got. He got booking rights to the car. He got booking rights.
Mustang. That's the one they call you out with, Big Daddy.
They want to run Biz Mustang, man. I got a few supporters still in Mississippi, man.
Yeah, we just don't like the way y'all have in Mississippi.
007, I ain't in Mississippi, but I'm your supporter, too.
Yeah, but Biz, don't stop talking.
I appreciate
now,
that.
I think Biz went back to work, y'all. Biz went back to work.
Full of,
yeah. Now, he may get a ticket and come back on, but.
Hey, Big Daddy, if anybody out there trying to coach you, we're going to run them.
Huh?
If there's anybody out there trying to coach them, we don't give a fuck to it, we're going to run them.
God damn it.
Can't stop on that.
Hey, man. Is that Sylvester fucking? You're a freaking clown. You talking about a full chassis car? Give me the brake, clown. And get it up there. And get it up there. Give me the brake with that full chassis car. Give me the break with that full taxi car, clown. Who's a clown?
No, we're going to stop this. Lock in 500. If it's a chassis car, you got 5. If it's back half, you only 5. Stop running
man.
Your fucking mouth.
I got a stock suspension car in 28, clown. Give me the break.
Hold on.
And you can't bet enough.
What you got? That's your problem. Quick,
you know what?
You're right, clown.
You right, you clown.
Yeah.
Give me the break.
Yeah.
Give me the break.
I'm here, Chris.
Lock in 500
for chassis. I wouldn't care if it's a two. Who's a clown? Hey, clown. Give me the break.
Give me the break, clown. I'm going to make everybody laugh at you for fucking coming out. You're right, I'm a clown.
Give me the break. And you can't bet enough.
I'm going to break you for fussing with Mississippi.
That's
you
what
see,
I thought. Man, you was a clown. Man, you was a clown. Give me the break, clown. Give me the break.
Hey, listen,
and you can't bet enough.
All right.
You can't bet enough, clown.
Listen, I
tell you what.
You
tell you what.
Car.
Tell you what, sir.
I wanna
you got the back. Hold on, Mr. Red Hot.
Okay.
Mr. Red Hot. Mr. Red Hot. With that red Camaro, take the wheelie bars off. You got the back tire.
Hey, listen here, you clown. I ain't got no
yeah. Yeah.
Got
you think
I don't
know?
He said,
you
know
you
said he got the wheelie bars. Lock it in.
Nope.
Wait,
no. You just sold on yourself. Give me the break, clown.
The back tire, I'm going to fuck you up head up.
I know you will. Give me the break. Now we're going to go back to what we were saying. Give me the break.
I want to run them head up. Now,
I'm not running you head up.
Listen, you ain't
getting
one in this
train. What?
Hey, you ain't in the one that just
texts
you ain't going to do nothing.
Ain't nobody texting me. Sir, don't nobody sound like you. All, one clown sound the same. You ran prime time last year. I know exactly who you are. You burn out, get up under your car, do something, then get back in there, and then race. You's a clown, man. Give me the break. I know who you are. I ain't just started drag racing. Yes?
I'm just trying to break you from running your mind when you don't know what you're talking about. Lock in, 500.
Well, give me the break.
Put my car up in the air, clown. And if it's all chassis, you got $500.
Sylvester, you know what? I can't beat you. But I got a Camaro up here on the motor. I'ma run you it. Lock
yeah.
in.
Hey.
Head up. Pull tree 8 mile. Huh?
Listen, man. Now, I don't need you to cheerlead for somebody.
Beep,
I didn't like
the
weed. I didn't like the weed. Huh? I didn't like the weed. So I told him, hey, man, I know me and you ain't been talking, but I'm from Mississippi. I'm going to stand up for you. I'm going to show you what your other buddies should have been doing all year.
If that's the case, lock in. I got a Camaro up here on the motor.
Man,
I'm going to let you hear
it. You know somebody that's got one. Come on, man.
Let me change that. You was absolutely right. I got a buddy up here from Chicago.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of Big Drag. And we were baptized, you would say. Now,
listen, I got a buddy from Mississippi said, don't fuck with Big Drag. Fuck with Big Drag.
So you listen to people now? Stay in your class, man.
Yeah.
Your car don't look like mine.
At least
the truck look like mine.
One thing I did, I stopped you from fucking with Ken tonight. Now we can go on with the show.
He still got one and one.
Hey, big man, seven.
Yes.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's going on?
What up?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, Ben.
Who this?
Let's tell me that loose and we get on, man.
President Obama called me the other night. You know it's Chicago, right? He said, Bill, don't give nobody the break. If you do,
I'm
going to kick you out of the United States. So, with that being said, you got one and one, sir. If you want the break, go ask Tony with the moneymaker. The moneymaker do the break.
Hey, Ken.
Yo.
Let me tell you what we'll do. Man,
you know what?
I'm talking about.
Hey, Sylvester, I got a race for you. I got a 69, it's between a 67 and a 69 Camaro. Big block on nitrous from Chicago. We're going to run your head up. How you like that?
Hey, Bear, listen, man, I don't know.
That's a yes or no.
Yeah. Listen, you try to overtalk me, man. Every time I listen to you and I start talking, you try to overtalk me.
I don't know if they can see me yet, but I'll go on what.
Yes,
go ahead. I'm going to finish, and then I'm going to talk.
I got a 67 to a 69 Camaro. Big block on nitrous. Lock in, head up, pro tree, 8 mile, during the Fat Tuesday weekend. And it's from Chicago.
Right.
And it's driven by somebody from Chicago. And drag has nothing to do with it.
All right, are you finished? Because I don't want to be rude and interrupt you. Are you finished?
Yes.
Because I want you to give me the same respect. I want you to listen. I don't want to run anybody from Chicago but be you.
Oh, okay.
That Mustang
okay.
you got, because that's what you call on the phone, roughing Ken up with. And I just decide at some point Mississippi going to stand up together. Now, don't fuck with Big Daddy. Don't fuck with 007. Anybody else you want to fuck with, you came from Mississippi, I'm going to leave you alone. You fuck with Ken, you got to fuck with me, bitch.
Ken ain't nobody. Who's Ken? Who's Ken?
The same person you were running your mouth about a while ago until I told you you got the
okay.
back guy.
Okay, well, I don't. Okay, Ken won't come on my mouth no more. Now, addressing you, sir. Addressing you, sir. I got a big block on nitrous. Lock in, sir. Or if you got a skirt, pull it over your head.
Yeah. Hey, kid. Who else I told y'all gonna draw on, man? Hey, we through with Ben. Ben say he ain't calling your name no more. Shit, I accomplish what I want. Who else I told
I'm
y'all gonna draw
on? I'm calling Sylvester. I'm calling Sylvester. Sylvester.
Hey,
Sylvester.
You said you gonna draw on the nightmare.
Who else I told y'all gonna draw on?
You said that, you know, you and Gadget got that race locked up. You said you were going to holler at Gadget.
Woof, there it is. Keep talking. Hey, anybody I call and I say, woof, there it is, all they got to do is call the lock up. Keep going, Big Daddy.
Who else you tell me you say you gonna try to run? Shit.
When you run out of names, I'm going to leave it alone. But as long as you talk, I ain't back down. There you go.
You said Biz, but I told you Biz wasn't gonna run.
No, I told you. You told me Biz wasn't gonna try to do nothing. Yeah, Biz is scared as a motherfucker as I am a rattlesnake.
So that hold
Biz
on, I gotta jump in. I'm just gonna. Sylvester, are you looking for cars like yours or even similar, or are you just looking? I mean, what are you doing, or what are you saying? I'm not trying to say nothing, but in all honesty, man, you can't run a car with your car with Biz car. I mean, that usually just don't happen. I mean, I guess Biz give me some credit. Biz said he don't want them problems head up. And I guess you got a back half car. I don't even know what size tire you got or whatever, but he got a stock suspension car. Now his stock suspension car. Hold on. This is the host of the show.
Hey, Stunner.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hold on. I was on mute. Hey, Red Hot, this Big Clark.
Yeah, come on with it, man.
Now, I told you, me and you talking, I told you my car wasn't ready. Now you on the radio calling me out. Now listen, I'm gonna get this car ready. I'm gonna get this car ready, and I'm gonna come back and see you. Now you told me on the phone, point blank, when I told you my car was not ready, you said we'd go on to something else. Now I've been chasing you all year. All of a sudden the car is down. Now you want to come on the radio and beat on your chest. Now me and you had got past this point. Now I'm gonna let you know.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna let you know on this radio now. Now you just called. You had 007 call my name. I had nothing to do with none of this. Now that you called my name on the radio, I'm getting your feelings now when I come back at you now.
You done talk now. Can I talk?
Yes, sir. You can.
You told me the other night. We was on the phone. Red Hot. I may be ready. I know by the end of the week.
Exactly. I told you.
Okay, there you go. So I ain't calling myself picking on you. Listen, man. Now, I let you talk. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I told y'all, man, if me and you were getting along, I wanted to race you.
I don't want right. people to think that I'm mad at them because I want to race. I race people I can get along with. I do
right.
not race when we got a problem with each other. Okay?
Right, but,
I do want to race you. I want to race Gadget. There's a lot of them I want to race.
Okay,
but now,
okay.
if you can't race me, I understand. I left you alone until you told me red hot, I may be ready Friday. If you're ready Friday,
Okay. somebody got their phone on
yeah.
speakerphone and echoing.
They got somebody just playing noise every time we try to talk.
Nah, that's somebody's phone on. They had their phone on speakerphone and echoing like that.
Hey, Sylvester, can I ask you a question?
And I can't hardly hear whoever it is. Somebody, hey, whoever
the host
is, he can let somebody just cut their phone box on or something.
Yeah,
he's muted the mic, man. All right, come on.
Yeah. Yeah,
who wants to ask me something?
This Butt Nigga.
Go ahead, Butt Nigga.
I got you or somebody else. I want to ask you a question. Who have had the most high profile races? You or the Gangsta Boots?
Hey man, let me tell you something. You asked me, and I think Joe will want me to tell the truth. Gangsta Boots might have raced four times or five times all year. Now, if I'm off because I don't travel, I may be off one number. I may be off and he done run five times. And I may be real far off and he done race six. I'd bet $500 he ain't race seven. Man, I bet you if they ain't run 35 times, I'll bend over and kiss your ass, Butt Nation. Now,
okay,
how hard
is it
going to be to bend over and kiss your ass? Let me tell you something about my race. Y'all call a high-profile race if someone, somebody travel way off and do. Man, people want to see a race every time the track opens. They want to see a race every time the track opens. And I try to do that. It don't work all the time because sometimes I have problems with my car. But when you talking about somebody done raised, man, listen, I'm a Gangsta Boots, to tell you the truth. Now, we
okay.
got here for car, but since you threw it out there, ain't nothing stopping me from running Gangsta Boots.
Okay. I just want to ask that question.
Yeah, now you done asked, now you know. There we go.
Okay. Well, we got some more calls, Sylvester.
Me and Joe in-laws, so we ain't got no beef with each other. But goddamn, if they sit inside me, goddamn, all you got to do is look up at the tree. When I leave and they come behind me, see if they kiss.
Sylvester, you playing that lollipop ass motherfucker?
Huh?
I try to get him to cut me out. He's going to be popping ass. I said, you playing that lollipop ass motherfucker?
Man, somebody
got the phone. I don't
want
to mute nobody's mic, but, hey, you
got
to mute your mic if you're not talking.
Hey, don't you mute my mic,
because
it ain't my mic.
Let me
hey,
get
one thing I'm
going
to do. Hey, what's 25 that T-Love on the phone?
One thing
I'm
going
to do, I'm a raise, man. I ain't never been afraid of a loss. But now, if you get out there and you run enough, now, and me and Tony Bowers, them ain't friends, but one thing I can say about them, them guys will take a chance. I see them race, they got people trying to tell them what's going on, but they don't know, they just love to race. I love to race, man. I just don't get out in trouble like everybody do. But you bring your hands down here, it's hard for you to leave Mississippi and say you couldn't find a race. I do crazy shit to find a race sometimes.
Okay. All right, Sylvester,
now,
we appreciate that.
Since you said that, I don't know you. What you want to do?
Kid, I ain't got no bad car, homie. I ain't got no bad car. I got to stop suspension car.
Then
hey,
why are you talking to somebody with a back ass in?
Say what now?
Then why are you talking to somebody with a back ass? You got the back tie.
No, you give me, let me bring up out that motherfucker.
Listen, man. Hey, you get in the corner and strip down and sit over there until somebody asks you to talk, then, Butt Nation.
Hey, I'm the goddamn host and the goddamn champ. You hold it, goddamn. Let me tell you something. That back hand, man, because you got, I tell you what.
Hey, hold on, Butt Nation. Hold on, Butt Nation. Butt Nation, hold on. Hey, Sebastian.
Yeah, who it is?
It's Leon. Hey, I'm going to take the back tie, man. And Lena, I'll take the back tie.
Leon,
I don't even know what kind
of
car you got, but I'm going to take the back tie of my back half car.
And now, I tell you what, I don't know what you got, man.
I got a 69
yeah.
Camaro, man. 3400.
Yeah.
3475,
yeah.
might have.
Yeah, me and you were talking before. You tried to run. I can't do nothing with you, Leon. I won't butt naked.
Man, you won't be, goddammit. I don't fit like you.
Cause you run, you start asking the question, man.
Now, I mean, I'm trying to ask a question, goddammit.
He said you defending him and who most around him and Mississippi Joe. You defending him and he don't like that. But he wanna party your ass.
I'm just asking questions. The fans wanna know.
Hey,
the guys don't know nothing about it.
Hey, but next,
hey, you ain't like I was scared of them guys, so I wanna run you now.
Okay. Put some 20s on that dick and take the wind bars off. How about that?
Hey man.
Yeah.
Hey man.
I don't give a fuck if you big ass what. You put some 20s on that motherfucker, I'm gonna smell you like you here, boy. Believe that.
Hey, man, if I put 28 on it, I'll give it to you.
And I like butt naked.
You got no, you can't get, hey, we ain't got no, we got nothing to talk about, man. You don't sit like me. You don't put no ties on like me. So, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Butt naked. Get back over in the car and stay quiet then.
Hey, I'm a goddamn host. I can't stay quiet.
Hey, butt naked. This thing, who looking for me?
Hey,
butt naked.
Yeah.
But nigga, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, is Tony still on the phone? Three love on the phone.
I don't know how Tony came in. I didn't open mic. He was on somebody's phone.
Ah, okay.
Somebody listen to get it back on in a second. But in the meanwhile, let me hold up a couple of mics. We got a guy to hold for a while.
But nigga.
Yeah.
Tony, bye. Tony, bye. Hey, Tony Vine. Yeah, I'm back. I have some off of mute.
Hey, Tony, hey, no, three love on the phone. What happened?
Right. What's up, man?
You got it. You looking for me?
No, I'm looking for you. I was just trying to get somebody to bet with you.
Oh, okay. Only about bet with me. Get some other shit beside me again.
No. Come on, man. You don't want to see that movie no more. You don't want to see that movie,
man,
no more. Come on, man. Don't
come on, knock your ass out, man. I've been telling you since you whooped me. Remember, knock your ass out. If I catch you on the track in Mississippi, I'm whooping your ass.
We already locked with the truck. Don't worry, you don't get what you want.
Man, that's a piece of cake, man. That takes a piece of candy from my baby, man. That's going to be a cake walk.
Well, how much we got locked in?
Say what?
How much we got locked in?
$300, the run for $1,500.
Well, make it $300 on
$2,000. Huh?
Make it $300 on $2,000 and see how much confidence you got.
I got a whole lot of confidence.
I ain't say that. I said lock in $300 on $2,000. Raise it from $15,000.
Hey, man, we've been locked in a whole month. You're not going to say it, man.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to lock in. I'm going
to
lock your ass in.
You ain't believing yourself.
Hey. If you think I look block and set him up, I'm going to lock him and knock your ass out. I'm going to drive my own motherfucking car and whoop your ass. Nah.
Man, come on, man. Sell it up. We done seen that movie before, man. Everybody
hey, man.
I don't have
a lot of money, man. I'm going to lock in $300 or even $1,500. Down in Lincoln, Mississippi, I beat your ass.
I understand. That's why I was trying to get, you know, Big Wiz and bet with y'all, man. And no, none of North Carolina's going to bet with you, man.
Hey, man. Listen to me. I don't have a neighborhood car. I own all that by myself. That's mine. I don't need nobody to bed with me. I'm a bed with I can stand. That's $1,500. You know what? That's $1,500. Go fishing somewhere. Well, I got with
you. Oh, yeah. I'm going to run you. I'm going to run you $1,500. I'm going to run you $500 if I have to, but I'm going to run you.
Well, I'm going to lock you in. Run you for $500. I'm going to lock you in.
No. We're locked in $315 or better. We ain't going to deduct that. But I'm just saying, if
no, you got a little block in your car, man.
We got a small block in the truck, man. We got a small block in the truck.
No. I'm not the truck. We're not talking about the truck. The truck already locked in, man. I'm talking about me and 7-Up, man.
Man, don't
the
do
truck
yourself
already
like
locked
that,
up.
Man.
I ain't worried about the truck. I'm talking about me and you.
Don't do yourself like that. Don't do yourself like
man,
that, man.
Fuck
I got
you,
a
man.
Heart. See, everybody think I'm nasty and cold blood, man, but I got a conscience, man. I ain't going to do you like that.
Hey, Tony Bass.
I can sleep at night, man.
You know, hey, man, you got my money, man. I'm going to get you, man.
The old I get, man, the old soft part I get.
Hey, man, there's two people that I was with bad in here. Know them two people here? You and Tate. I want you and Tate. Y'all my two victims for 2013.
Well, you know, it's certain people I can quite feel in their heart. You one of them and Harry or another one of them. You know, at that dinner, and you know
hey,
yourself.
You don't feel in my heart.
We tried to bet you that you was going to red light because you going to be nervous against me. You remember we told you that?
Yeah, you did that. My man red light. I'm going to try it again in Mississippi.
All right, then. Okay, there's nothing to know now.
I'm
going to
try it again
on
in Mississippi.
Your driver is scared of me, man. I'm telling you now.
My driver ain't scared of you, man. My driver is not scared of you, man.
I in the world, you know, I get everybody straight. When we run in the quarter mile?
When we run in the quarter mile, yeah. You said you want to take your mile down. You run the quarter mile. Yeah, you did run the quarter mile.
Yeah, everybody wants to tell you I come up there and wouldn't run the quarter mile. I ran y'all the quarter mile.
Right, you did run the quarter mile, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You did that.
But
now I'm
going to
come in Mississippi and run your eight for the mile.
If I was you, I'd pay a $300 punk out and have a good day. Tell me to have a good day.
Take one punk out. Take one punk out.
If I was you, I'd say, Tony, here go my $300 punk out money and have a nice day. That's what I'd
say, man. You better stop smoking that shit they sell y'all down there. You're just eating your brain up.
You'll see now. I told you.
Hey, man. It's going to be like I'm running a tricycle. Ray Carr running a tricycle. I'm going to do that truck so bad. It's going to be a fucking joke.
You run the store thing out
the same way.
Seven up was the store thing out camp, but now the truck store thing out camp. You can't be dead just when you look at
hey,
Brian's animal, okay?
You cracking, but you sacking. Y'all got your ass blown out 2 times last week. Yeah, you cracking.
Look here. Let me get everybody screaming that race last week. When that truck ran, that little silver big block Mustang, we have now dime on that race. We was in a shootout, man. And when we ran the 7-Up, the Little Red Riding Hood truck, against that big block Nova, yeah, we lost that race. But Moneymaker, those was the big races. Those was the $6,000 pot races right there. That was $6,000 on that first race, $6,000 on that second race. Them little short race, that was just little old money. We brought home the money now. Don't get the wrong,
hey, man.
Hey,
man, a lose is a lose, man. You ran for a dollar, you got your ass
with
it. A lose is a lose.
But guess what? Little Red Riding Hood is going to be the first thing in that gate this week up there at the same racetrack. Watch it on running. We want a rat back. We don't play
well,
that,
just,
man.
Just,
when
just
we
just
go out
of
North Carolina, Chicago, Indiana, Texas and stuff, Florida, you know, we might lose one or two, but we're going to win more than we lose. You bet that. And we're going to wrap back up to this Sunday. You'll see. We're going to run that same big block. No, that's why everybody be talking about. You know, you got a big block, you got a small block, you got a wheelie ball, you ain't this, that. The truck got a small block in it, and that Nova got a big block in it. But we ain't asking them to do nothing but get silent. That's all we're doing.
Can I ask you a question, Tony? Horsepower and a little block, 800, horsepower, big block, same power, right? Both 800, right?
Exactly.
Okay, then. So they bought a big block, and you got a little block. So your little block make more power than a big block. That way you're trying to everybody, so, but you're going to have a wrong horse over here. I'm going to donkey kick your ass.
All right, we'll see.
I'm going to show you how that can
you. Look here, man. I'm going to beat y'all this week. I'm going to beat y'all in Lena and Hattiesburg. And when we go back up there in July, we're going to do the same thing again. You believe that?
No,
y'all
you ain't.
Weak,
no, you ain't.
I'll tell you what,
hey,
man. You know, I ain't been.
Oh, you with me, man. Oh, you with me. If drag on the red light, man, I'm going to drag your ass, man.
That's the first time I had ever been to Indiana in my life. When I came in there, I left Georgia, I had $2,800 in my pocket. When I come home, I had $9,600 in my pocket. I had a good day in Indiana. I don't care what nobody say. I damn near want to move to Indiana. I don't care what nobody say.
I love Indiana, man.
Huh?
Tony Brown.
Yeah.
I just got a kick, miss. They told me to ask you. When Three Lord whooped your hand, will you put grudge stickers on all your cars?
Right. I put grudge on my cars anyway. I ain't got no problem with grudge. I love anybody that got to do it racing. That don't mean I don't like to race against them, but I love everybody that grudge races. I love everybody
okay,
that grudge races. I ain't got nothing
okay,
against
nobody. Okay, yeah. When I whoop your ass, we'll make some big sticker put on all your race cars, grudge ink, and back all your race cars back one.
I got grudge ink sticker right there in my white dually right this second.
No, we're going to put some bigger way back and see them all on your trailer. Now whoop your ass.
I ain't got no problem. My brother came home.
I represent
Grill
Jink.
My brother came home
Thanksgiving. When we get ready to ride a little Red Rider Hood, just call and ask for me. Because we going to bet.
Right. So right, now, so that goes two ways now. If we beat Three Love, he got to put a prime time stick on his car.
Hey, you put one of my whole back window in my car. You cut my whole back window up.
Okay, right.
Cut my whole back window up.
I'm going to get it made tomorrow. So that's Saturday. If I meet you in Lena, you got to come to Hattiesburg that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that prime time sticker in your back.
Hey, I will do that.
Uh-huh.
this damn car. Don't nobody want no damn slow ass car like that with no prime time stick on it.
No, hey, man, I hope you get your ass in that truck. I'm going to beat your ass. I hope you drive in that truck. I'm whooping your ass. I want you in that motherfucking truck.
Hey, man, your driver just as scared as dog and scared of me. So, you know, you ain't got no win in that situation. Your driver, man. You got a fast car.
Hey, man.
But your driver,
I got
your
five
driver's
drivers,
red,
man.
Your driver's
I got
red,
five
like,
drivers, man.
Right,
he going to get in there again.
We tried to bet you $200 that Friday night that your driver's going to red light. You didn't believe us, did it? You know why
hey,
we do this? I can look in a man's eyes, man, and tell him when he's scared, man. I look in your driver's eyes, I knew he was scared.
Tony,
hey, Tony,
you fuck
that means you lock in 500, Tony. That means you lock in 500. Hold on, dog. Hold on for a minute.
That car back
over
there, they're going to be laughing at you like a motherfucker.
Let me lock in,
Tony. Slow shit.
Let me lock in. Man, you're going to lock in 500. That drag ain't going to rail, like, and he's going to beat the hell out of that truck. Me and you.
All right, I do that. I lock in $500 that he don't red light, but if he don't red light, he got to cut a 040 a light up.
No. You can't put security in your money, man. I'm
bet
you $500, he ain't going to red
light, him,
man.
I don't want him to wait a second after I leave. I want him to cut a zero, a perfect light.
No.
Right.
He ain't trying to cut no perfect light, man. He's going to knock that tree down. He ain't going to
red light. He ain't going to be able to cut a good light.
He's not
going to
red light, man. He's not going to red light, man.
You said that last
time.
I bet you
he'll come to Old Point Nether Light when you run me.
Bet that.
I bet you he'll come to Old Point Nether Light.
Bet $2 on that.
You gonna come to Old Point? Yeah, I'm gonna bet you that, yeah.
Yeah, if I got an O in front of my racket time, I win. We bet $200 on that.
Oh, anything, yeah, you got $200. You don't give me $200.
We lost.
Yeah.
We lost.
Yeah. When you run a little red around here with Pac-Man, you got to cut on some light.
Exactly.
Right.
I ain't got no problem with that, sir. No problem at
yeah,
all.
Come on.
Hey, DJ Grant.
I'm here.
You heard that, right? We locked. You heard that $200 locked, right?
Yeah,
$200
locked. Y'all locked.
That
on.
Man said if I cut an old 99 light up better, we got to give me $200.
Yeah, old 99 light.
Light.
Now,
who got
to cut that light? Who
got to
cut that?
I only do.
I got to.
When he run me a little red riding hood.
I got it. Oh, anything, I win $200 extra.
I see right now how come goddamn it, three little, he done bumped his damn head.
Hey, dog, you done bumped your ass on the sideline. Do what you do best, talk on that motherfucking microphone.
See, John,
don't mind the goddamn cut of 099 light, goddamn it, when he drunk.
Oh, well, you got to be drunk on me.
Dog,
remember that little dog? Herschel bust a water pipe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That wouldn't bust y'all. Y'all that wasn't busting, not us.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Y'all won. Everybody got. Hey, man, if you don't race, you can't lose, man. Remember that.
You're right. You
that's true.
There. You got a point there. You got a point there.
That's true.
Hey, Tony, not you, Tony. Hey, dog. I'll tell you, once you get your ass in that truck, and me and you go, I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to beat your ass.
I got glaucoma, but as soon as Tony tattoos your ass, I'm going to do
hey,
it.
Man,
I'm going to make
you sound like Big Ken. Some of Big Ken, you can't see out one of his eyes.
If Tony put a
prime you got glaucoma.
On that ugly-ass yellow car, I'm going to jump on it.
Hey, man. Watch this yellow mother do to your ass in a couple of weeks. Watch this here. I'm going to play a song for you, too. It's a hard to say goodbye. Like, fuck
you up. I mean, three love.
What up?
Who you want, me or dog to drive? Just tell me. Just keep
hey, man. I don't care who drive, but dog be talking his shit. But after drag fuck you up, dog can get his ass in there.
Okay, we can go on lock both. No, we gonna lock both of them up, but we gonna do that. And guess what? I'm gonna bet you, goddammit, you don't cut an old light.
Hey, hang on, bet I don't cut an old nothing light.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Shit, we can lock that race up if he want to race against you, man.
No. We're gonna wait just in case. See, Tony might have to spray both systems against him. We don't know. We ain't sprayed that second system yet.
Hey, Ken.
Huh?
What
yeah.
You got your own truck? I'm going to get your ass at the bus. I told you.
Lock that
in.
Lock that in.
I will lock it in. He got the bus. Lock his ass in.
Lock it. Lock it. I'm lock it 1,000 on three or better, and you give him the break.
We ain't got to. Hey, we ain't got to do that first race, man. We can switch that race. Can't drive it on some give ass and bust through the car,
oh,
man.
Oh, no, you try
like
to get out of there
on the phone.
We're going to whoop your ass all day.
Hey, man. Me and Ken told me this other day. He called me at 7 o'clock in the morning, man.
Yeah, look here. Look here. They're going to have to have an extra goddamn evidence
that
they put on your
well,
ass.
You told me you called my phone at 7 o'clock in the morning, Big Ken. Lock your ass in like I told you. You got the brake drive your own fucking truck.
And you drive yours.
I'm going to drive mine.
Hey, man. Ken got a motherfucker to go to the bathroom and wipe his own ass. Ken don't have to do nothing. All Ken do is look. Ken got a motherfucking maid. He don't even wipe his own ass when he shit.
That's a 50-yard penalty for holding.
Hey, Ken.
Yo.
Won't you lock it in with him that you'll walk around the track and find somebody and it can't be Tony or Dawg? And give him the break. You just find somebody you want to put in there and put in there.
And get who the break?
Get
who the break? No, no, no. Hold on, Big Ken. Who you going to get break to?
He said I'll find somebody around the track to put in the truck beside Tony Dog when we get through running you. We're going to run you all weekend, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to beat your ass all weekend, too.
Yes, sir.
You're running the goddamn fool.
Hey,
man,
if
he gonna
give you
I got a. Hey, I'm gonna let Ken answer a question for you. Let Ken answer a question for a Big Ken.
Go ahead.
Answer a question for a Big Ken.
Go ahead, I'm waiting on the question.
They asked him. He said, did I change motor in my car?
What difference do I make,
know.
Man? You gotta prove no point to that.
You got a fiber on 20s, you run a truck on 20s, and you got a big block, got a small block. You must have got a different loader than you had last year, because ain't no in the air you would do that again and got that same loader. Praise a fool with money.
I'm a fool with a little money.
While that man was changing motors, he dropped the damn transmission on his head.
Yep.
Oh, what's up?
It smashed my brain. That's why they function right now. Hey. If I had some money, Tony Brown, you'd leave Atlanta. And I'd block your fucking shop door every day. We had to run every day.
Yeah,
I'd whoop your ass every
him.
Day.
What you saying out here, man?
If I had some money, I'd whoop your ass. Every day, I'd whoop your ass. You'd call the police on me, for stopping your house.
I wish y'all was saying that here for y'all to
raise me. Tony Brown, but there was James Brown in the dump.
Yeah, hey, look at James Brown dead, though. But anyway, if Three Love them was down here, God damn it, we would even go to work, because we know every week we got a paycheck.
Yeah, all right. You keep thinking that.
Every
you better ask somebody. You better ask somebody.
See, look,
yeah,
you better
go to
security, but we know you're going to pay off.
Hey, man, y'all won by luck. All y'all won because drag red light and my rock on broke on my car. If my rock on didn't break, y'all was a dead chicken.
Well, I don't know.
Your rock on must have jumped out there and hit the light and made it turn red then.
Man, whatever it did, y'all won. Whatever it was, y'all won.
Well,
I've been saying that for a whole year.
Which one? How come you lost? Because your rock arm broke or because you red lighted? Which one he did? Which one?
He red lighted first.
Oh, well, shut up about the damn rock arm. We don't give a goddamn
right,
about the goddamn rock arm.
You won. I keep telling you, you won, man. A win is a win.
Hey, I ain't going to brag too much, you know, because, you know, We have most summer spring months down here. And see, we racing now. We practicing now. And y'all up there can't race because it's probably too cold and stuff. So I ain't going to really brag because we got more practice. That's why the South, you know, so much better than North because we got more practice. You know what I'm saying? We get more races.
You're right.
So I ain't going to really say brag too much.
Y'all
race 6 months out of the year and we run, you know, 12 months out of the year. That's a big
right.
But well, we're going to open up some more mic, Tony, and Three Love. We got some guys been holding for a while. My board back up. 630-1551. Who we speaking with?
This is Big Danny, butt naked. Three Love, what's going on?
What up, Big Danny?
Nothing much. Just listening to him talk.
I'm trying to get my lick back and set him up.
I hear you on there.
I hear you. You trying to go.
Yep.
I'm
going to.
I'm going to stick this little hot dog I got in Big Ken first. Then I'm going to take it out, stick it on the dog, and the dog mustard. Then I'm going to have me a hot dog with some mustard on it.
Well, that's one thing you said right all night. We know you ain't miss many meals, goddammit.
Oh, I don't miss no meals, dog. How come you're hot to eat? Shit. You need some noodles for hot dogs, man. I'm going to eat.
All right, we're going to the next one, Danny. 773-4015. Who we speaking with?
Hey, this is Richard, boy. What's going on?
What's going on, homie?
Hey, everybody doing? Nothing much, man. How everybody doing, man? What up, bro? What up?
What up, Pete?
I hear you have some people ask, baby boy.
Man, I'm trying to get them.
Okay.
I ain't getting
Buck
Naked.
Hey, Buck Naked, what y'all going to get them stickers made for Tony buying cars, man? Count all your cars in this trailer, y'all get them stickers made.
But
that's a guarantee that whooping they going to get something with me. Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, dog, I got a question for you, dog. Hey, if not we're Tony buying them, dog, why don't you tie your shirt up in the back and walk around and track your shirt tied up in the back? If I lose one time, I should walk around my shirt tied up in the back.
No. When you're trying to get through fucking your I want you to walk around with them pink pair of panties I'm going to have for your ass.
I'm not putting on no panties. I'm a man for a minute. I ain't no baddie bitch.
You ain't got to be no bitch. I just want you to wear some pink panties.
If I put some panties on, my mind would be a bitch. I'm not putting no panties on. I do anything to put some panties on. I ain't doing that one.
That's the only way I'm going to raise you then. The loser got to
wear my closet, though.
No,
you
tie your shirt up in the back, motherfucker. I'm gonna tie mine. Let the loser tie the shirt up in the back. And I hear you work for you,
the
guy with the three
no loves.
If you, hey, y'all, if you whoop me, man, I'm gonna tie my shirt up in the back and say I work for prime time. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. If I whoop you, you gotta do the same thing. Who's the man or not?
You ain't got enough room in your shirt to tie that motherfucker. How you
going to
tie it up in the back?
I'm going to put y'all shirt on that little tight shirt y'all got. I'm going to tie y'all
little
tight shirt and put it on.
Like
that guy the hog whooped me. The hog whooped me, and I had to put one of his shirts on, and they took a picture of me with a little ass. They gave me a small shirt to put on. I put on, they took a picture of me in that small ass shirt. I'm going to do the same thing for y'all. You do the same thing for me.
Red Hot still on the phone.
Nelson. Sebastian, you see that?
Yeah,
I know. Come on with it. I'm trying to
Hey, Sylvester, when we fuck him up, could you let him polish your goddamn car?
I'll let him do it, man. Hey, who gonna do that?
Butt Naked. No, we want motherfucking Three Lug to do it. We want
Three
Lug.
Hey, man.
Ain't
right
hey, dog. If you with me, man. If y'all with me, I would polish Butt Naked car. I would do that. But if I whoop you, you gotta do Pac-Man. With your shirt tied up in the back.
Yeah. Hey, man, but next they have a clean car. He wants you to polish mine.
I'll polish your car.
It's gonna take you all the fucking past you.
Hey, man, if the kid whooped me, I would polish your car, man. I would do that. I would do it Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Hattiesburg. If I whoop him, dog, I would do mine.
Hey, Sugar.
What up?
Y'all need to just call Rich because you'll fuck around. You'll fuck around and y'all gonna miss the rest of the weekend. Polishing cars.
Hey, man, I don't care. I ain't gonna miss the weekend. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna whoop his ass. That's a guaranteed check.
Hey, I tell you what, Drew, I'm gonna tell you how the only way you're gonna win a race. That's if you and Big Drag raise each other.
I bet Drag whoop y'all ass. I'm listening. Man, I'm whooping y'all ass. I bet you that too. I'm betting you ain't gonna win, drag car. I'm gonna bet you that.
We're gonna catch a couple more calls before we get them too late. They've been holding for a while. 219-438. Who we speaking with? 219-4018. Who we speaking with?
This is Terry. What's going on, fellas? Three Lugs, DJ.
What up, Terry?
What
up, Terry?
Hey, is Tony still on? Is Mr. Bynes still on?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Hey, will you call business show on Thursday?
Say what up?
Will you call business show on Thursday? I think there might be someone watching action in July.
If Thursday night, yeah, I'll do that.
Hey, Terry, on that next radio y'all having, I think me and them talking about it the other night. What is it, shootout that they having? $5,000, $10,000. When y'all having that again?
The first one's going to be June 1st. I'm going to do three normal ones, and then we're doing the big $100,000 race.
Okay.
Did y'all decide was they gonna let the W's in or not on that, Terry?
What's that?
They gonna let the W's in on that?
I can't hear you.
Are they gonna let the W's in? The W size tire.
No W's. 29.5, 10.5, or smaller. No W's whatsoever. No wheelie bars.
And Thrill don't want to get to keep his wheelie bars off.
All right, well, we're going to try the next caller. 313-2526. Who's going to get it?
313-2526. Yeah, mute his phone. That's Wayne's phone.
Yeah. Okay, he muted. 601-4596. Who we speaking with? All right, going to the next one. 312-0684. I can lie. Who are we speaking with?
I'm already off, Lincoln. I'm already off. I had dropped.
All right. I believe it might be. Wait, 901-2877. Who are we speaking with?
Can't behind the top.
901-2877. Don't never leave me on hold like that no motherfucking long, man. What's wrong with you?
What's
going on, man? What's up, DJ? Hey, but nigga, I'm going on your ass when I see you.
Hey, there, you know I'm trying to get you in. They're on. Just can get on with that.
I done been on 3 shows, man. Been able to get on none of them motherfuckers. My phone messing up.
Where you been? We ain't heard from you in a while.
I've been laying low. It's back to business, man. It's back to business.
I feel you.
Hey, Whit.
This three look, Whit.
Hey, yeah. Time came to your range down there, what you do to them? He said, well...
When Pine Taylor came and took to your ring, what did you do to them?
It ain't what I did. It was what we did to y'all. I've been hearing y'all talk about the South and the North and all that. We came up there and fucked y'all up. But I want to speak on something else.
Hey,
man. We did try to run y'all in a quarter mile or so.
No, y'all didn't. Y'all raced to 8 as much as possible, man. Y'all should
have
ran
the quarter,
man.
Tony Bannon ran the quarter one time. That was it.
And I tried to run
beans in the quarter.
You
and he run the quarter. I don't know nothing about that. Well, you two must have did. He didn't want none of that. You probably did, but he didn't want none of that. He apologized.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all had to be accommodated when y'all came to Chicago, man. Y'all wasn't running the quarter. When we come down there, we got to run 8 of a mile. Y'all come here, y'all supposed to run nothing but quarter, but y'all trick everybody to stop running in the 8.
Is that Leon?
When we come there, no, it's not Leon. It's Preacher Boy. When y'all
stop picking up, ask me all the time, motherfucker.
When y'all come to Chicago, man, y'all have to fight the way we fight. Preacher Boy.
Hey, Preacher Boy, did you run anybody?
No, I ain't run nobody.
Well, you need to be quiet, nigga. You ain't did shit. You need to stay out the way.
He just finished your conversation. Be quiet. You be quiet, slow ass.
Hey, boy, man.
Yeah,
get north running, man. I like to play too. I just wasn't able to play.
You weren't able to play, huh?
Nah, my car wasn't together. I'm together now.
Hey, Whit. Hey, what y'all got in my plan, Whit?
I told you
what
I had
my who are the three? Look, I told you I got a conventional idiot, one system, 28 shock suspension, quick block for you. It's a Firebird.
It's a Camaro.
Two shock suspensions.
Let me I'm gonna see the car. If I like it, I'm gonna try. You got a problem with who? I didn't even look at the car. If you look like me, I'm beating your ass.
I just told you, conventional head big block with one suit.
Okay.
You ask what I had like you know. Hey, what you got, preacher boy?
I got a Malibu. Small block.
Is it
one system?
Oh, you're in the turning lane, man. You got to stay in the turning lane. Don't get in the fast lane.
Hey, listen.
Stay in the turning lane.
Bump on your system down and get like me.
I'll run you with that Camaro. Did you start suspension?
Yeah, I'll start suspension.
What car you got on now?
I got a 28.
I'll run you with the Camaro, the big block Camaro we got with one system.
I did, see, that's why you fucked up. Didn't I say I got a small block? One system?
I told you, stay in the turning lane.
See, you want to spray at you.
Pull your niggas out, we'll agree to a spray at you.
Yeah.
Stay in the turning lane, man. I'm in the fast lane, man. Stay in the turning lane. Why do you guys get so much publicity and the small guys don't? Because the small guys don't want to step up. Buy you a small block that you can run a big block with, because they got them.
They might do have them, man, but that ain't it.
Oh, that's why I said stay in the turning lane. I ain't nothing to do for you. Want to let you run my head up.
And if your turn system ain't working, just stick your hand out the window. We'll see you when you turn.
My window don't go down.
Put your houses on, man. This shit is the fast lane, man. I ain't got no lights on. I'm outlaw. I ain't got no lights.
I hear you, man. If I switch up my light when I get there, I'll play with y'all, man. Y'all don't detest me.
I can make you see something you like. I can just make that motherfucker
make
go down there and do about 5:30. I can make a little 5:30 hitting. Like I did beer. That's how I trick beer. Got up there and put that little 5:15 hit. Hey, here we jumped up there.
Hey, yep. I don't mean to interrupt, but Nate, can I address the vessel real high?
Yeah. Yo, let me only land 2 mics, and you can get it. Let me only land 2 mics. I ain't been on for one of them, been on an hour. 580-7596.
And, Tony, see you alone.
Yeah.
5-8-0-7-5-9-6. Hey, Tony, you and White Cracker locked in?
Me and who?
You and White Cracker.
Yeah, we locked in, yeah.
Oh, okay, I haven't seen a couple folks yet put on the board. I wonder was y'all locked in for real.
Oh, yeah, we locked in for real. Hasbert.
Oh, okay.
You and then Lena.
That's about White Cracker race.
Right.
Yeah,
dog locked that in. Oh, okay.
We got one on the leg got Mike, y'all on, so he want to speak also, probably. 404-3716. 404-3716. 404-3716. Going what? Twice. Maybe. All right, guys, y'all go ahead. And then I think you'll want to dress red hot after this, after y'all, after you, Tony. All right, Joe, dress red hot.
Hey, well, red hot, Sylvester, how you doing, man? You on there? Where you at, cat?
Yeah, Joe. Hey, but next you got somebody holding their head out of an airplane, man.
Yeah, I was in the gym when y'all was talking. I just got through. And I heard you said that the gangster boy had number 7 races. The gangster boy had
7 races.
Huh? Back
up a little bit. Somebody got
to hold on, hold on.
What's all that noise?
If you're not talking, mute your mic so we can hear Joe and Red Hot talk. Come on, fellas. Now, I don't want to mute everybody's mic. I want everybody open. If you're not talking, mute your mic.
Tell
somebody
got their
damn
head
to mute everybody.
Hey, man, I just want to make this clear. When I said high-profile race.
Hello, no, I can't hear you, man. Just give me 1 second.
But whoever that is, just mute their mic, because they making a lot of noise.
Red Hot, what's your number? I'm going to mute everybody except for you and Joe. What's your number, Red Hot, the land number?
Red Hot,
Buck Naked, red hot on my line,
007. All right, everybody get muted. I'm on y'all, Sleeping Larry and G-Shot, y'all. I'm on y'all back up in 1 minute. I'm going to mute all of you. Everybody. And Daniel, I'm on all y'all back up. Give me 1 minute.
Okay, he got it now. Go ahead, guys.
You said a boom didn't run number 7 races you would bet. I just want to correct you.
Wait a minute, Joe. I hit your mic by mistake. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
I also want to let everybody know what I mean by high-profile race so we can get this out the way. It don't mean that you, how many races you run. It's an anticipated race that everybody want to see. The whole world.
Make that not a high-profile race when you say you and Big Low.
Hell, don't nobody down here know Big Low. It's no disrespect to him. You know, Big Low is in Florida. I know him. But for the local people here, they don't know Big Low. So for them, your race and Big Low don't mean shit to them. So it's just a matter of who you're talking to, man, and who you're asking about the race. Don't
well,
make
I,
it seem
I,
like.
Hold on, I was in Mississippi.
Hey man, y'all let Joe talk. And
that is not, hey DJ, let
nah,
him
go
get
ahead,
to
go,
his point, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me finish. Just don't make it seem like because you're not a part of your organization, man, it's not a high profile race. You know what's high profile in Detroit ain't shit to Florida. Them people down, the local people in Florida, but don't know any of those people in Detroit. It's one or two they know. The one that's in this family that y'all trying to do, and don't get me wrong, man, I really feel like this is a good thing. Because what it do for the ones that's not racing, it make their ass shine. The one that's out there stunting, you can get on that phone and you can call them out and let everybody see they stunting. So it's a good thing. That's just my opinion. But now, it don't mean that the ones that's just racing local or that you don't consider high profile, Joe, ain't doing nothing. I didn't call your name, man. I just need to make that clear. They asked me. I don't know who. I don't know if it was Biz or Butt Naked. Somebody asked me the question, and I did just like what I think Tony, his crew, and some other guys I know do. If you ask me something on the phone, whether I want to put it out there or not, I'm going to try to tell you the truth, man. I'm going to try
right.
to tell you the all truth.
All right. How much longer you going to take, man?
Right there. I'm finished now because you interrupt me then. Go ahead. You
yeah,
let me know you want to talk.
You're going
to
talk 30 minutes if I don't. I just said a brief little 2 minutes. You're going to give a whole summer for 30 minutes. Damn.
Yeah, but
y'all need to use some more time.
Yeah, y'all
yeah,
let the show
hold on, y'all. Do you need some more time?
No. I want you to talk because you chose 2 minutes, and because I took longer than you, you raised your hand and said, hey, teacher, let me talk again. He's taking more time than me.
Oh,
go ahead,
no.
Joe.
I do agree with what you just said, but Sylvester, I don't agree with what you said about you guys being grudgy because, number one, you listen to my show, and I give you props on my show. And as far as I know, you're not even in nothing. You just Sylvester with his own car who do his own thing. You're not in grudgy, and I give you your props.
Okay, now you're right, and I let you talk. Now, let me turn it around, Joe. You ain't even got a race car. I respect you. I like listening to your show. You ain't even got a race car, man. You running by. You in behind your brother. You ain't even got a
they
race car.
Hey man, they are cool, man. Wait,
like
now, hold on.
Like
hold on. Just like Tony don't own all them goddamn cars in prime time. Man. It's a crew, man. If he got booking rights for the car, you don't do that, man. Don't do that.
We don't do that, man.
I mean, we. I gotta say this. One thing is that's that man brother, man. That's his blood brother. How in the hell can
hey,
that man?
You ain't telling me nothing new, man. You ain't telling me nothing new.
I understand that. What I'm saying is, the man got put the rights for that car. The man called the shots. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I please, Tom, with all due respect?
Yeah, go ahead.
You
go ahead.
My Butt Naked Show?
Go ahead.
Sylvester, now, you're right. I don't own that car, but I am the head, you know what, in charge, the shot caller. All my brother does is work. I want somebody to tell me, have they ever heard me say that with my car?
No, Joe, I'm not saying that you lying saying it's your car. I'm telling you, you just made a statement that, as far as you know, I ain't nothing but a person with a race car. I want to show you that you ain't no more than me, Joe. You
know what I mean
a person
by that,
Sylvester,
is that you're not in an organization.
No.
What I mean by that is you're not in grudging, man. You're taking it wrong. You're taking the whole thing out of character. You're taking the whole thing out of character.
Okay, am I misquoting what you said, Joe?
Man, you done jumped to some personal shit.
No, that's not personal. You told me, Sylvester, you ain't nobody but a person with a race car. You ain't in nothing. That's exactly what I said.
That's your car.
Let me say it because Joe, you saying it to him and he telling you how he perceived it, but everybody else I think on the phone knew how you were saying it. Sylvester, he was not trying to check. Listen, Sylvester, hold on one second. I'm just trying to be a mediator because both of y'all are talking. I'm telling you what I know that he was trying to say, and if I'm wrong, Joe, you correct me. What he was saying to you, Sylvester, was that you are your own man. You do your own thing. You're not a part of the grudging organization. And he gives you your props, and you're who you are. You're an individual that's a grudge racer that's doing your thing, and you're not a part of an organization the way you need. You know, I guess you feel like maybe Joe needs to have Grudge Inc. behind him to say this or say that or whatever. But he was giving you your props. That's not true.
One thing, and no disrespect. One thing, you say you're speaking for everybody. You're speaking for you, man. That's how you feel. We didn't ask everybody how they feel, and we don't have time. But then you turn around and say how I'm feeling. You don't know how I'm feeling, man. I'm just being straight up with Joe with what I heard Joe say.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you a question.
G-Shot.
You hear that, Mr.
Joe? I'm listening.
Mr. Joe.
I'm listening.
Well, they told me the other night that this is just your opinion, and I'm not controversial of it. What race would the little truck have to run to get a high profile race in your eyesight?
They're written up.
Because
Ken, I'm going to be honest with you. The race that you got with Lil Tony is a bigger high profile race than with Fast. To me, this is my opinion. Than with
Fast by Gas?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that was a big race. That fast by gas, I think, was a big race.
You know what? Hold up, Ken. Let me tell you why I'm saying that. Because you're getting a little out of the lead, and Tony got a 29 and with a small block. You got a 28 with a small block.
Right.
You're taking a chance. It's going to be more exciting.
But you know,
y'all gotta realize this here. I think all the races are high profile races because of the simple fact is everybody gonna look at the races. I might not look at it because once my brother make his pass, I go to the bleachers. But all the fans gonna look at the races too. They look at the races.
Yeah, but hey man, y'all know them, right? Leon, so you telling me that there's not no races out here that you anticipate on seeing more than others?
Hey Joe, I'm gonna say this. Don't pick and choose what races is high and what races ain't high, cause you turn people around like that, cause somebody might have a 13-second car and they might be betting more money than me and you is. But it's high profile to them. So I don't judge.
I want to say this to everybody on the show. Y'all win, man.
No. I'm just saying, don't judge nobody race like that. Cause somebody race might feel they might feel important with a 13-second.
Joe just told everybody on the show that he raised 15 times, and Sylvester wanted to bet him that he didn't raise 7 times. So. How many of them 15 races were grudge races? That was Sylvester saying that he ain't ran no grudge race. He didn't ran 15 times, but he ain't raised 7 grudge races.
It was shootout.
Hey Joe.
That's right.
Hey Joe.
That's what I wanted to ask Joe. How many of them were grudge races and how many of them was a shootout? Because in a shootout, you ain't running for your own money. In a grudge race, you're running for your own money. That's two different races.
He ain't raised seven, just like Sylvester said.
Right. Hold on now. At the same time, besides Wick, who else tried to race the Gangsta Boot?
Hey,
Joe. Hello.
Hey,
that's the one on mute, man. Can anybody answer that? I said besides Wick.
I'm gonna answer Sylvester.
Hey,
that's true what you feel, DJ.
Hey, what I want to say, man, I don't want no misunderstanding. Yeah, I don't want no misunderstanding. Me and Joe, don't nobody leave tonight saying me and Joe got a problem. But Joe,
no, man, nobody think that, man. I don't think.
From you, Joe. I took a lot of advice from you, and I learned from you, man, in the last year and a half, 2 years. I really have, and I appreciate it. But, man, when I can sit back and call myself going to get a laugh and enjoy the show, and I listen to you, now, I ain't got to be right, but in my opinion, when I see you're wrong, man, I just feel like I need to say it. It ain't right to call high profile, low profile, because if right now I call you and tell you that me and Slick Rick or me and WT go race in Hattiesburg Saturday, normally, now, I don't know what issues with everybody, but normally you'll say, hey, Kill, I'm going to be there. Man, a race is hard to find. You only
That's
got true. A few grudge races out there, and they hard to
okay.
find. Then don't become a
former Sylvester, you're a little too long. Okay, thank you, Sylvester. Listen, we appreciate you, Sylvester. Listen, what I'm going to say, though. I'm going to say this. When we're talking about a high-profile race or something like that, it's basically just a race that all the fans and all people on the show, it's an anticipated race that people just want to see. It's not so much
not trying to take any credit away from anybody's good race.
Thank you,
Understand what I'm saying. Every race is important and every race is significant. But what I'm saying is some races that we all just be like, damn, I want to see that race. That's all
okay.
I'm saying. I mean, it's just one of those things where, huh?
Okay, let me get my point out. So
All I'm trying to say,
what's the point to you, whoever talks? Man, wherever state you take, if it's a race down here, you don't know nothing about it. That don't make you any more.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, okay, what you gotta understand is all of us on this phone. We're all on this phone and we from all over the country. When we look at like a high profile race, when we look at a race where like say Biz and
I'm using an example, because basically what Joe is trying to say, a high profile race is going to be two fast people, real fast people. Hold on, listen what I'm saying.
We can't none of us say what it is. All it is a race that all the fans and all the racers, that's who make the race a high profile race or make the race that type of race. That's what I'm saying. It ain't me. It ain't me saying it. It ain't Joe saying it. It ain't Sylvester saying it. It's the grudge race community as a whole that looks at this race and say this is a big ass race that everybody want to see.
It's gonna be two fast people.
That's for sure.
Hold on, man. I got breaking news. I just got a text from Biz, and he want to know if Sylvester still want to run him on more than Biz spray his cop. Hey, man. We trying to work on Ishaw, Joe. Tell Biz that he didn't stay in the corner. I don't even know Biz. See, and it's a perfect example. We talking about high profile. I didn't even know Biz. I told him I was racist. What did he do, man? Biz went covered up in a blanket and he told me
he didn't want to run the back half car. He had a stock suspension. Don't go to lying now. Tell the truth.
That's all I got.
And then when Leon got on your ass, he gonna run you with his back half. You said you didn't want no trouble, so keep it real.
And you know what? I'm keeping it real. I'm just like everybody else out here on the phone. If it's somebody I'm not sure that's slow, I don't tell them I want to race. The only people
you should have ran Leon.
Hey, Wick, you got a lot of heart. Every time somebody speak up about me, you got something personal with me, man?
Personal?
So what you know, you need to get it off your back, because on that bullshit, you just talk a lot of shit. That's what you waiting to get on the show for. You ain't going to write nobody. It's your weak ass. I'm going to take that back pie from you, and I'm going to stop your mouth with King Kong, motherfucker. Now, why don't you stop the bullshit?
I ain't got nothing personal with nobody now.
Keep my name out your mouth until you run me, man. You need to keep my name out your mouth. Because see, like somebody say something about me, you bring my name up anyway. So let's get that straight right now.
But I ain't got to keep nobody's name out my mouth. You want me to keep my name out your mouth, you make me keep your name out your mouth. I was
talking about you. Can't get on the show and say anything about you? It's just, oh, that sounds like Leon.
Yeah, because I thought it was your best. You think too much when you don't race. You can whoop him on Boulder. That's what I was finna say. Bet you won't give me that back time, Lena. I bet you that was your best time, sir. Ain't nothing personal with me, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now you said that. You said that.
Give me that back time. Still wait for it, sir. I'm going to show you something.
I don't want to run you, period.
I'm going to do what you like to do. I'm going to take the back time, Lena, motherfucker. I'm going to run King Kong head the fuck up in Hattiesburg in front of your crowd, what you like. Hello?
I ain't going to
You said it a month ago, motherfucker. Then you changed your mind. told me you ain't giving me nothing.
Yeah, you saying something different, man, from racism.
You called
some
motherfucker. I ain't said nothing different. You can't remember.
All right, man.
So y'all going to the next. I just want to check him out because he ain't talking about nothing. Because I'm trying to fuck him up, and he ducked it.
Hey, like I said, you can whoop him on motor, hot, real hot.
Let Wick get you in no trouble. Tell Wick to get in trouble. Because he always runs his mouth.
Hey, I'm trying to race you two, three times and try to run you every time I see you. It's always racing with me. It's never personal with me. Ain't nobody ever hit me in my mouth.
Hit you in your mouth on that style line, goddamn it, you get out.
Damn.
Ain't no point in that. Get them cars together, sir. Which, that ain't a problem if you won't get that like that now. I'm talking about the car. If you real smart.
Hey, Wick.
Goddamn, I don't think you smart as you look.
Gonna fuck him up if he
open his mouth up. That was gonna happen. He know what happened. A month ago, he told me I had the back tie. Now I want it and try to lock in.
I said the back tie in Hattiesburg, man. I'm gonna say it one more time.
It ain't gonna say it no more until race day. I said the back tie is leaner, and I'm gonna run you head the fuck up in Hattiesburg in your hometown.
That's what I thought.
Hold
on, y'all. I wonder what happened to BET.
Hey, Joe, I understood what you were talking about, the whole high-profile races. There is high-profile races.
Man, I ain't even going into it. If people don't understand, then let them be on their level. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's high-profile race, but I want to make it clear that all grudge racing, anybody that's racing is important. Anybody that's racing is relevant.
DJ.
Yes.
Can I speak on that for 1 second? What Joe was saying is that...
You
know,
like that,
you
got to make it right, though, because some other people might take that different. You know what I'm saying?
What Joe was saying
that in a class, and I understood exactly what he was saying. He said that in every class of drag racing, you got number one contenders, you got number two contenders, you know, you got top contenders. And with two top, what he's calling a high-profile race is just like number one, race number two. That would be something like Tony Bynes back during that time and Big Low. They was number one and number two. That's what he was speaking about when he said high profile. He wasn't trying to degrade nobody, but he was saying that the top guys, you know, a lot of people are come see that event where they'll walk away from another event because they're watching the top contenders. You know, that's the way I understood it.
What made Tony number one and what made Big Low number two, man?
Okay, what made them? Because of the Halloween, these guys are proud. Let me ask Sylvester's question. Sylvester, what makes them number one and number two, Sylvester? It's because of the The standards that they have as far as their win and loss rates or being feared by other people. You know, like, just say, for instance, 007, when 007 raced, what's his name, in the truck?
Fast by gas.
Them were the two top contenders. Now, most of the other guys that's in that truck class, they scared of 007. They scared of Fast by Gas. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was...
Man, they started those teams when you class race. Are they the top contenders in grudge racing? Are they the top contenders? Hey, man, this is called grudge heat, and it's called grudge racing. Are they the top contenders in grudge race? I think we're getting this mixed up, man. No, Sylvester, it's a class. They wasn't even at no grudge heat race.
They was in Bradenton at Baldy race. That race took place at a race that had nothing to do with grudge heat.
It's just a class. You know, you got different classes of racing, and you got top contenders in every class, man. Not just the top contenders in every race.
Now, watch this, Sylvester. You've been doing a lot of talking tonight, so you are known right now to a lot of people.
Now, if somebody lock you in tonight, you going guess what? Your race gonna be an anticipated race, cause somebody gonna want to either see you fuck somebody up or see you get fucked up, and your race gonna be relevant or gonna be an anticipated race now because.
Hey, man. No, it's relevant to the people on the phone. It's relevant to the local crowd, man, if we don't get on the phone.
That's
you guys
true.
Are getting
but listen,
that it's on
the phone. I'm just saying, I'm using it as an example, man.
Sylvester, I drive all the way from Chicago down that way, y'all have to come see them. Ain't none of the races irrelevant. All of the races are races, you
exactly.
understand? And everybody's
exactly.
important. But I will
exactly.
drive all the way down. I will drive all the way down there to see Edmund Hall run Mike Hill. You know, because the top guys in it. I will drive down there for that. You know, and I will drive down there to see some of the other classes because of the simple fact that everybody's important. But when you got a person that's got a high rating, you know, a lot of more people is going to attend that.
Hey, man.
You know that.
And I don't mean to disrespect nobody. All these ratings y'all come up with, man, is people you're trying to put in the spotlight.
Hold on, man. Nobody's trying to put nobody in nothing, man. You got to earn your way in anything, man. It ain't got nothing to do. I can't make nobody relevant. I can't nobody. The only people can make people relevant is the grudge racers and the fans. Them the only people that can make
okay.
anybody relevant.
So how do you start comparing people with 5 and 6 races to people with 7 and 8 races, man?
Well, let me tell you, hold on.
If a person that come in the spotlight and run 12 races and they won one, how do you put them aside of somebody that's done won 6, done raced 60 races and won 40 of them, man? Just because they just come on the scene.
What are you talking about?
Listen, y'all, we're getting ready to run out of time. More people would want to see the Miami Heat play the Los Angeles Lakers than they would want to see the Denver Nuggets play the Seattle Supersonics. That's the same thing. To make it plain and simple. It's not putting it. It's not downgrading no racer. But
exactly.
It's just putting,
all right.
You go out,
hey, somebody
get
that man right there. Somebody pay that man right there.
I know that.
Hey, DJ Grant. That's like when Biz came on the radio, a few shows ago, and when Phil was on there, as soon as he locked Phil in, you know how quick that went viral when you supposed to run the white boys at Baldy Race? You know how many
yep.
people went viral? That thing went viral in minutes. In
yep.
minutes.
That's true.
All
right, 313-6638, your final thought.
004-3716,
your final thought. I don't think we got that much time. We need to give our final thought button, nigga,
because we got one down, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You got one?
Yeah, my final thought, though. One thing about it, Leon, you ain't no high-profile race.
Huh?
I'd rather see 2 cars racing than 2 trucks any day.
601-4596. We're going to skip out to tonight. Did you want to let them ask?
Hey, Buck Naked.
Yeah.
Buck Naked. Man, it's
yeah.
just like it's the high-profile race is going to be in the eye of the person. Bottom line.
That's it.
That's
right.
all thanks to Sylvester.
That's
man.
Right.
That's it. Everybody got their own opinion. If they think it's high profile,
that's fine.
That's fine.
Right. There's no
right.
use to
right.
arguing about it. Everybody just got their different
exactly.
opinion.